business serving Eastern North Carolina. Trips Tire Service offers complete automotive services, service for commercial and farm repair, a 24-hour record service, and an auto parts store. Family owned and operated really means something to Trips Tire and Service in Aiden. Now, for your convenience, Trips Tires has a new location on Mill Street in Winterville.
How's it going? This is Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, and here's what's next for your Carolina Panthers on WTIV 94.3. This Sunday, 18 October, the Panthers visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pre-game coverage begins at 12 noon. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. All season long, it's the special excitement of Panthers football right here on WTIV 94.3, the talk of the Inner Banks.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates may feel filled to Ohio. Prices vary based on HIPAA.
Total Alarm Company, this is Todd.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys handle pretty big jobs?
How big are we talking?
Well, super-duper big, Todd.
Yeah, this is my dad's business. I just work here summers.
Well, he is going to be so proud of you. You are about to lock in a deal to install a smoke alarm system in every single forest in America.
Cool. Like, the buildings there? The ranger places?
No, the forest.
I don't understand.
Well, we are a group of concerned citizens, and we want to install alarm systems in the forest to alert the animals. You guys probably see the effects of people's lack of respect for fire all the time, right?
Dad?
Yeah?
It's just Claude. What can I do for you?
Can you install a smoke alarm system in every forest in America?
It's a joke.
No, we just want to combat people's bad behavior and warn the animals when there's a fire.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and this station.
Greenville's healthy radio addiction, The Laura Ingram Show. Weekdays from 9 until 11, only on the new Talk FM, 94.3.
Was on the board first, but Texas is fighting back, and Clemson marches down the field on Wake. Scott Brigham has all the details.
The Big Scoreboard, every 20 minutes on the Big Tailgate Show.
Let's go. All right, Taylor, two teams scoring on their opening drives this afternoon. Clemson moves 46 yards in six plays. The final one on a pass from Michael Palmer. Clemson gets a touchdown on its opening possession, and they lead Wake Forest 7-0 in the first quarter from Death Valley. The Red River rivalry underway, and it is number 20 Oklahoma leading number 3 Texas by a score of 3-0. The Sooners move 78 yards in seven plays. They get a 26-yard field goal from Jimmy Stevens for the 3-0 score. Purdue scored on its opening possession against Ohio State, getting a field goal, but the Buckeyes come back in a 6-yard touchdown run from Terrell Pryor, throwing 66 yards in just three plays. Ohio State leads over Purdue by a score of 7-3, just underway in the first quarter, actually around the 6-minute mark of the first quarter. No score in the Big Ten, number 11, Iowa at Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes enter winning 10 straight. Just about to kick off, Georgia and Vanderbilt in the Southeastern Conference. One score in the Big East underway. UConn, the early 7-0 lead over Louisville in the Big Ten. Northwestern and Michigan State, the Wildcats get a goal line stand to stop the Spartans on their opening drive. No score from East Lansing and Michigan, the early 7-0 lead at home over Delaware State. FCS top-ranked Richmond, an early lead over Maine by a score of 7-0. Of course, later on this afternoon in the ACC, North Carolina State is at Boston College, a 3:30 kick there. Maryland hosts Virginia at 4. Also a 3:30 kick this afternoon at Dowdy-Piffling Stadium. Rice hosting Rice visiting East Carolina. The Owls come in at 0-6. Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech kicking off this evening at 6. And a little bit later on, Miami and Central Florida. Looks like Oklahoma has come up with a big turnover, or at least stopping the Longhorns as they head toward the end zone. We'll keep you posted throughout the day as the Big Ten still rolls on.
Victory for the Blue Devils over the North Carolina State Wolfpack. What a win here this afternoon.
Well, this-
Wesley, the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils, David Cutcliffe, joins us in person. We are at Devine's Restaurant and Sports Bar, which is a Duke institution owned by Gene Devine, who played football at Duke, and we're surrounded by a bunch of other people that played football with Duke this week, Coach Cut. And there's a lot of happy faces after what happened in Carter-Finley Stadium.
Well, it's a good place to be. Number one, the food's great, the company's great, and you need to come to Devine's more often, Duke fan or not. I think they will let you in. Carolina and state money does spend here.
That's right.
But it's great to be around the former players, and a lot of these guys look like they're ready to go play.
Yeah,
I like that.
You need some more depth, you know. So
I'm recruiting is what I'm doing.
old players and new players.
Absolutely.
What did you say, old?
There's a lot of excitement after what happened on Saturday night against NC State, and it had to be the fruits of hard work. I mean, you've talked so much about finishing. To see your team finish on the road against a rival and to have a huge night for the program had to be special.
It was, and, you know, going in, it's probably a good thing we had the open date following it, and for a number of reasons, not just because our team continued to celebrate. I don't think they did that, but I think it made them realize that we have really worked hard. Now, I've worked them hard all the time. We went old school, and we're going to stay that way. And they bought into it. I think we sold them, and they know why they played better. Now, what I told them today is that when you're considered really, really good at something, that means you do it well over and over and over again. We can't make that claim until we get to the point where we play well every time out. And that's the idea behind building a program. And that's when you can say, we got a really good program. So, you know, nobody needs to be making any statements. They understand that, but at the same time, it's certainly something to build off of.
No question. Yet, going into the game, Coach, I really thought you could see progress in every game your team had played this season. I know the first game was very disappointing, but even from the Army game to the Kansas game, people may not think by looking at the score, but you could see some progress there against a good team that's ranked in the top 15 in the country right now. Then on to the Central game and on to the Virginia Tech game and on to the state game. You can really see some progress game by game, right?
Absolutely, and the score of the Kansas game was not indicative
right.
at all of the game. But the biggest issue, I just don't think we weren't number one right where we needed to be because of the camp that we had. But I think most importantly, no one believed. I really don't think our kids understood. We got a little bit of taste of it when we got ahead of Kansas, but you know, we're such a changed team, and you just mentioned it, confidence, and now our team, it believes we can compete, and we just got to show that we can also take the setbacks during a game. You know, you get behind and come back, that's what I'm still looking for our team to do, to come back from a 14-point.
Right.
I don't like being behind,
right.
but I want to see our team grow to the point where we can come back from a 14-point deficit. And in the Kansas game and Virginia Tech game, we shot ourselves in the foot in the second quarter and couldn't come back. Hopefully we don't keep shooting ourselves in the foot in the second quarter, but I want to see that from our team, and we'll know we're making progress.
You have seen success at the highest level of college football. I mean, Peyton Manning and the Tennessee Volunteers' success. You saw T. Martin and the Volunteers win a national championship at Ole Miss. You won a Cotton Bowl. You went into Jordan-Hare Stadium and won in a hostile environment that year. You've seen big-time college football players. They're conditioned to winning. Celebrate the highest level. What was it like to see a bunch of kids that have struggled so much celebrate after beating NC State?
Well, that's an interesting perspective because it was what I enjoyed the most. I don't think I've ever seen kids with joy written on their face like I did in that locker room. You know, they work hard like everyone else and have their whole career and have lost so many ball games in their careers. I'm talking about the older ones, the seniors. But I looked over at Thad and I looked at Vince Odabasi and Iyanga and Vinny Ray, and they were exploding with joy. It wasn't happiness, it was joy.
Right.
And we're all a bunch bunch of pretty bad singers, but they sang real well in the locker room. I was really pleased with that.
I have two questions for you before we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and I'll ask some questions about college football at the national level. Fighting perceptions. A lot of Duke football fans, all these guys that are sitting here, I'm sure, we talked a little bit about it, about being frustrated by how others perceive Duke. A lot of people perceive Duke still as the old Duke, and they don't want to recognize some of the success, some of the clearly the progress that you've made. How much do you notice that fighting perceptions? Is it ever frustrating?
Yeah, it exists. I get a lot of people that act as if it's a mistake, you know, to buy in
right
to what we're doing, and are fearful of it. You know, it's the same old song, but you know, it doesn't deter me at all. I would expect that with the lack of success we've had in recent history. You know, we're slowly making some culture change now. You come to Wallace Wade, our crowd's pretty rabid, and we've continued to get better and better in that regard. We've got 3 home games left. I'm real anxious to see what's going to happen with this Maryland game, a big ACC game. It could be a lot more exciting atmosphere than people think. And the more people that come to the stadium, the more that perception changes. And so it's not just our team's responsibility. It's not just our staff's responsibility. It is also our fans and our followers to make people understand, hey, we're serious about football at Duke. And I think people are going to find that out all too soon enough.
Coach, you got 6 games left. We're getting into November. You talk a lot about making your football team in November. That's what people are going to remember. Despite some of the success that you've had so far and the progress you've made, I'm sure you're talking a whole lot about that.
Absolutely, and that's where college football champions are crowned. And of course, in the ACC, that's when it's decided who's going to go to Tampa and who's going to be a bowl team and who's not, and who's home for a long, hard winter. And I love November in college football. Not to belittle September and even sometimes August when we open, but you know, October's the setup month, and we got to play well in October to have a meaningful November. But I've said it 2 years in a row, our team will be defined in November. And you know, we played well last November, but we couldn't win.
Right.
And we really played better in November than we did any time last season. Even though we got to 3-1 and 4-3 early, we didn't play as well as what we did late in the year. We just didn't know how to win. So I'm really anxious to see if a year later we can win some of those tough ball games. And I love conference play.
Coming like a homecoming. This is Pirate Game Day Countdown.
A homecoming for the Pirates that sees them in desperate need of a victory. ECU hosting Rice today. The Pirates will try to right the ship for the second half of the year, get things started on the right foot with a victory over the visiting Owls at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. Homecoming 2009, and we'll have it covered for you here on our Pirate Game Day Countdown. To come on the show today, Nate Summers from the Greenville Daily Reflector, also Brian North, Sports Director of WCTI TV12. Also, analysis from Matt Butler and Denny O'Brien, scores from Smith Hardy. As we get you ready, we're live from Jimmy John's today here in Greenville. Come on out and get your pregame goodies here. Tell you all about it when we come back. You know what they say.
Ain't no coming like a homecoming.
Pirate Game Day Countdown next.
Oh. is Henry Hinton, and I'm talking to David Hurst with Grand Villas Oceanfront Condominiums at Indian Beach, which is located between Atlantic Beach and Emerald Isle. David, what do you think about the current real estate market right now?
Well, Henry, things seem to have really stabilized. We've begun to operate like a traditional real estate market now.
Do you think now is a good time to buy a second home?
I do, depending on product and location. I think probably the best way to take advantage of the market today is to seek out good quality properties in established locations, and it's a good time to take advantage of some of the incentive programs that developers are offering right now.
How does all this relate to your project, Grand Villas?
I feel like we fit that mold, and I think that's been validated by the success we've had in this market. And since we completed the building and our amenities in May, I think people have naturally gravitated toward us because there's nothing else like it on the island.
And through November, incentives are $50,000 to $140,000 on selected units. To learn more, call 877-845-4438 or visit them on the web at gvcondos.com.
This is your humble reporter, Ron Burgundy, on the streets asking people, who is this Doug Henry and why are people talking about him? Excuse me, sir. We'd like to know, why are you smiling so much? Because I've got my Doug Henry. Yeah, so you too have one of these so-called Doug Henrys. How about you, ma'am? What's all the excitement about?
I got my Doug Henry.
You too. Let's ask this fellow. Excuse me, sir. Who are you?
Well, I'm Doug Henry.
Oh, so you're Doug Henry. Tell me, sir, why are people talking about you? And what is it you've done to create such a stir?
It's simple. People are flocking to Doug Henry in Tarboro, Farmville, and Goldsboro because we're always cheaper.
Everybody's talking about Doug Henry because Doug has the biggest inventory of new and used vehicles, and Doug's service department is known far and wide as the best. Save thousands with Doug Henry's 0% financing and rebates up to $4,500. On select vehicles in stock for 72 months.
So, Doug, tell me, is it your charm, your smile, or is it that you really are always cheaper?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, well, I think I've heard enough. I'm Ron Burgundy, and now I've got my Doug Henry.
It tastes like homemade. That's right. Ann's dumplings and chicken base taste like homemade. For 28 years, Ann's frozen flat dumplings and chicken base have been making good cooks great cooks. They're so easy, so good, and so economical. Get Ann's flat dumplings in your grocer's freezer and make dinner time family time. Ann's always got something stirring in the kitchen, and as consumers have become more health conscious, so has Ann. Ann's making 12-ounce 100% organic dumplings and also whole wheat dumplings. Ann has also created five new bases. Ann's natural chicken base, organic chicken base made with 70% organic chicken. Natural beef base, natural ham base with no extra added MSG, and an organic vegetable base. All these items are available in some stores and online. For more information about Ann's dumplings, her journey, her cookbook, and all the new products, visit the website at annsdumplings.com. It can't get any better when it tastes like homemade.
It's week six in college football. I'm Smith Hardy for the Bojangles Scoreboard. Underway, it's a duel in Dallas as number 20 Oklahoma and number 3 Texas are playing for bragging rights in the annual Red River Shootouts. Other notable games today, Georgia at Vanderbilt. Since Mark Richt took over as Georgia's head coach in 2001, the Bulldogs have won 7 of 8 meetings against Vanderbilt. The last time Georgia played in Nashville, the Bulldogs beat Vanderbilt 20-17 in 2007. In Conference USA, with number 5 Boise State playing from behind for the first time this season, quarterback Kellen Moore was at his best. Moore threw 2 short touchdown passes to Tommy Gallarda, and the undefeated Broncos survived a late scare from Tulsa to escape with a 28-21 victory Wednesday night in one of the last road tests standing between them and another trip to the BCS. In-state rivals Marshall and West Virginia square off at 3:30 in Morganton. Houston returned back to the top 25 after a one-week hiatus. Houston is now 3-0 against schools from 6 major BCS conferences. Having knocked off both Oklahoma State and Texas Tech last month, the Cougars battle with the Green Waves in the Big East kickoff slated for 3:30. Off to their best conference start since 1986, the SMU Mustangs take on their final non-conference foe of the 2009 season when they host Navy. Game is set to kick at 8. To the ACC, NC State and Boston College battle in an Atlantic Division class in Chestnut Hill. Game is set for 3:30. At 4, UVA heading north to take on Maryland. Number 4, Virginia Tech and number 19, Georgia Tech clash fashion an ACC rival that could determine who wins the ACC Coastal Division. Both teams have two of the most potent offenses in the ACC. The Hokies have not lost in Georgia Tech since 1990. Game is set to kick at 6. Through the top 25, Tim Tebow looks to improve on last week's effort, and the top-ranked Gators will try to avoid a letdown Saturday when they host an Arkansas team coming off an upset win. Game is set for 3:30. Jimmy Clausen's emergence has number 25 Notre Dame feeling confident it can break its 7-game losing streak to 6th-ranked USC in South Bend. But the Trojans' stifling defense awaits in the annual showdown between two of college football's historic heavyweights. Game is set for 3:30. Other notable games, after a pair of SEC road contests, Auburn and Kentucky square off in an SEC clash. This is the first meeting between the schools since 2005. Auburn has won 15 straight games against Kentucky, with the Wildcats' last victory in the series coming in 1996. UCLA and Cal squares off in the Rose Bowl. UCLA owns a 49-29-1 advantage in the series with Cal, which dates back to 1993. The 8th-ranked Bearcats got 2 touchdown passes from quarterback Tony Pike before he left in the 3rd quarter with a left arm injury. The backup Zach Kolaris ran 75 yards for the first of his 2 rushing touchdowns in a 34-17 victory over 21st ranked Bulls on Thursday. For the Bojangles scoreboard, I'm Smith Hardy. Now back to Patrick Johnson.
All right, thank you, Smith. In his homecoming 2009 in Greenville, East Carolina enters this game today still smarting after last week's 28-21 loss at Southern Methodist in the Lone Star State. Hello again, everybody. Along with Bonesville.net columnist Denny O'Brien, former ECU offensive guard Matt Butler, I am Patrick Johnson. We're at Jimmy John's today, located at 460 Moy Boulevard. It's your place for all your really game day tailgating solutions in terms of catering. You get a party platter, 15 or 30-piece platters, mix and match, plus any submix. They can all take care of you here at Jimmy John's. Club's okay, but they do cost a tad bit more, and they could feed dozens upon dozens of people, 15 to 30 people. You can order online, jimmyjohns.com, or phone 695-6268, and we'll be talking to the folks at Jimmy John's and telling you all about it. In fact, I know some folks have already come by here to pick up some tailgating goodies today at Jimmy John's on Moy Boulevard, right across from the Brody School of Medicine. Well, it's homecoming, the version today of Pirate Game Day Countdown, the homecoming version, if you will. 3-3 ECU, the Pirates 2-1 in Conference USA. They play host to winless Rice. The Owls, of course, have really been kind of bad after a pretty good year by their standards. Actually, a great year, winning 10 games. Now, after last week's bitter setback, it was back to the drawing board. That was the deal for the Pirates. East Carolina surely didn't imagine a 3-3 record through the season's halfway point. Well, the defense played pretty well, only allowing the Mustangs' high-octane offense into the red zone once, and then only allowing SMU's offense to scratch a couple of times. But a pick six and a special teams missed assignment led to a pair of touchdowns, and that proved to be too much in the end. Mistakes certainly a part of football, but it seems like we're starting to see the same old mistakes from this football team week after week, and 6 weeks into the season from a veteran football team, Denny O'Brien, that's a disturbing trend.
Yeah. In the red zone, and specifically 8 plays inside the 5, and you get only 7 points out of it. Don't even get a field goal the first trip. Lineman. These are not the types of mistakes that you would expect from a senior-laden team, a veteran offensive line. It's averaging only 21 points per game on offense.
That's broken record time. The offense is really, really floundering, Matt Butler.
Yeah, they really are. I think they're really predictable on offense to me. I've been watching the games, and I think they need to get Patrick Pinckney more involved in the shotgun and let him option read it. But a couple of years ago, and even last year, they seemed to have more success and offense a little bit more explosive when Patrick was running the ball more. Now Patrick just sit in the pocket, and I don't think they have much success. So I think they get Patrick in the shotgun and let him option read it a little bit, they might have some more success. But like you said, they're not explosive whatsoever. They're very predictable. Off-tackle runs, inside runs, you know what they're going to do, and then they're going to throw a little slant pass or throw a little, you know, a little dump to Dwayne. But Yeah, they are sputtering, and it's going to be a difficult today.
Yeah, and Patrick, the mistakes really aren't secluded to or exclusive to the offense. I look late in that game last week. East Carolina's losing 21-14 to SMU. Looks like they have the Mustangs stopped on a third and long, but Van Eskridge comes in, a senior, with just a hit on the receiver that just made no sense. Got flagged 15 yards for it and gave the Mustangs a first down and kept a drive alive.
Well, what concerns me is a real lack of explosion by the Pirates on offense. It's been argued that this is sort of a win ugly with ball control type of offense, but most ball control offenses, as you said, Matt, they can run the ball and move the sticks. East Carolina has unfortunately not shown an ability to do that in 2009. So for those that say this offense isn't designed to score in bunches or tally big yards in a single play, I'll give you two pieces of contrary evidence. First half against Appalachian State, Pirates were as explosive as they have been all year. Exhibit two, there's a guy, we saw him last week at running back. 44, is that the number?
33.
Yeah. Close enough. Norman Whitley.
It wasn't Nick Johnson running.
33. In your program, number one in your heart, Norman Whitley. Limited action, no action, in fact, this season. He was explosive for this offense last year.
When you look at the CCU offense this year, the longest play from scrimmage is 47 yards. Last year alone, Norman Whitley registered a 69-yard touchdown run, a 51-yard touchdown reception, and a 42-yard touchdown run. That's one man. There is big playability on this team. It's just not getting onto the field. So I think that's one place that you can trace ECU's inability to hit the big play.
And one of the articles in the Kinston paper this week reading that he was also the guy last year, if you remember, he fumbled the ball that ultimately led to the loss of the Liberty Bowl.
He did, but I would say this about Norman Whitley. Without Norman Whitley last year, given everything that happened to that offense with the injuries and suspensions, they don't make it to the Liberty Bowl.
He had just under 700 yards after establishing himself as the primary option to run the football last year about the midway point. I don't mean to suggest either that Whitley's going to be the answer to these offensive woes. Certainly he would help based on what he did last year. And you mentioned Patrick Pinckney, man. I don't want to necessarily point the finger at Patrick Pinckney, but let's look at this in terms of pure numbers. Only completing 56% of his passes. He completed 60 in each of the last 2 years. Only one game this year with 200 yards passing, 293 against UCF 3 weeks ago. The last 2 weeks, he's completed 14 and 20 passes respectively. 131 yards at Marshall passing, 181 yards last week at SMU. No touchdowns in the last two games, two interceptions in the last two games. The frustrating part, he's been around the block. He's a six-year senior.
Yeah, he is. And I know Patrick's frustrated. I know the whole team's frustrated. I think a lot of it has to do with the offensive line. I don't think he's getting much protection these last couple of weeks. And Patrick's, you know, have to roll out of the pocket. And Patrick, you can say what you want. I mean, I believe he's trying to do his best, but his best right now is just getting to get it done. I think it's time to let, you know, another guy step up, Rob Cass or Josh Stewart in the backup, or put Dwayne Harris back there more. But Patrick, statistically speaking, as you said, isn't getting the job done.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we can't lose sight of with Patrick is, you know, people keep wanting him to hit the big play. He's not a big play quarterback.
He's never been.
He's not. He's had one game where he was a playmaker, and that was against North Carolina his sophomore year.
But I mean, he's not
you look
doing
at that,
the
but
thing.
You look at but let me get back okay. to the point. The game where he's a big play quarterback, the games where he's been a big play quarterback, he's had a guy by the name of Chris Johnson that he's been able to get the ball to.
Yeah, but Denny, he hasn't. He's not keeping plays alive. He's not. It doesn't seem like.
Well, that's
from
what
a head standpoint,
what
he's
I'm
playing
saying,
all that well.
But what I'm saying is, I think you can only criticize Patrick Pinckney to a certain extent. You can criticize the fact that he's making some dumb, not making the best decisions. I think that's fair criticism of him. But criticizing him for not being able to throw the deep ball, I don't think that's fair criticism because that's never been part of his
But he didn't have Chris
ability.
Johnson last year and he had a much better season.
I think the fair criticism might be, why isn't there a better quarterback on this roster? I think that's where the fair criticism might
well,
be.
Well, I think they've changed your offense a little bit. Patrick was not a pocket passer the last couple of years. He didn't sit,
I agree.
He didn't sit in the pocket the last couple of years like he is now. It seems like now all he does is sit in the pocket. He doesn't even try to scramble, make a play. He's even throwing it out of bounds now instead of tucking and running. So I think that has a lot to do with the explosiveness on offense. Because when Patrick's running around, which he can do, he's got the legs to run.
And Virginia Tech a couple years ago inserted in there. He kept that
Carolina
game
a couple years ago. He's capable of making the big plays. He's just not. I don't know if it's the coaches or Skip's telling him to stay in the pocket. That's what they want, but they need to do something.
And you look at it, I think Matt has a very good point. He's made his biggest plays when the pocket is broke down, the play is broke down. You look last year, the 80-yard touchdown play to Darryl Freeney in the Liberty Bowl, the pocket had broken down.
Yes.
He scrambled her out, and Darryl Freeney was able to get free out in the open. That you're right. That's when Patrick makes his plays, because in the pocket, he just can't see downfield over those big horses in front of him.
And especially these linemen this year, they're huge. They're monsters up front. You know, and Patrick, like you said, he can't see over them. And, you know, he's not the 6'5", 6'4", prototypical quarterback.
Along with Denny O'Brien and Matt Butler, I'm Patrick Johnson. It's our Pirate Game Day Countdown. We're live from Jimmy John's today, right across from the Brody School of Medicine. Tasting is believing. Gourmet sandwiches here at Jimmy John's, and they will deliver them to you as well. And you can stop by and get your sandwich platter on your way to your tailgate today. Hope you'll come out and see us on Moy Boulevard, again across from the Brody School of Medicine. It's not like Denny, as we continue our talk about the Pirate offense. There are talented guys, skill guys, talented people to throw the football to, talented backs to hand the football off to. So some of the onus is on those guys as well to make those plays and get open and do things once they get the football.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the deep routes that East Carolina does run, their fade routes where a receiver is asked to go up and make a play. And so far those receivers haven't gone up to make a play on those fade routes there on the sideline, guys like Jamar Bryant, Joe Womack, where Joe Womack we saw make play after play last year as a true freshman coming into play. But I say, to me, one of their biggest play receivers in terms of being a deep threat doesn't get on the field much anymore, and that's Darryl Freeney. He made a big catch last week on 4th and 4 to keep the drive alive and give the Packers an opportunity to go in and tie that game last year. But then, once again, after they did that, Patrick Pinckney got an intentional grounding, and Harris needs to touch it more than 8 times. When you touch it 8 times and you score 2 touchdowns, light bulb should go off. Get that guy the ball 15 to 20 times.
Pretty good level of success.
I agree. I think they need to be have more variety in their offense. Every game you see now, it's either Dwayne Harris getting the ball or Dominique or Patrick Pinckney making a mistake. That's what it seems to be. I think Alex Taylor needs to step up. Jamar, you know, he's had some issues. You need to give Norman a chance. Evolve more players in this offense to create some missed opportunities for the Rice defense, especially this week with their struggles. And I think today this offense needs to explode. I think the Pirate, especially coming homecoming, needs this offense to explode. Because the Pirate fans, this nation, I wouldn't say they're down on them, but they're disappointed in the way this season's gone so far.
I will say this real quick. If the Pirates don't explode today on offense, it's not going to happen this year.
No.
It's not.
Now, Jonathan Williams, he will be out today, it appears, with that injury. You also have Brandon Jackson still getting over the flu, so it'll be interesting to see who exactly gets the play. Offensive lines play, anything that we can read into there with these struggles?
Yeah, I think you can say a lot about it. This last week, you know, the false start, the goal line, critical, by a senior guard, you know, stuff like that. I think they moved the ball well the last couple days, run the ball, but when they needed the first down, they needed the touchdown on the goal line, they couldn't get it done. When you have a senior laden grip offensive lineman and all the experience they have back, and you can't get it in from the goal line when they needed it big, you know, that's just very disappointing.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that, you drive it all the way down the field and you give it to Giovanni Ruffin 3 times, right in the middle. That just made no sense.
Give it to the guy who's got you down the field, Dominique.
Yeah. You know? Well, the Pirates came into the season as defending Conference USA champions. They virtually had everyone back. Expectations were huge. If you take into account last year's fall from grace after making it all the way to 14th nationally and the way they have just not played up to expectations this year, this particular collection of players, I don't think they've handled the pressures of those expectations all that well.
Yeah, I think a lot happened last year. You know, with the injuries and the suspensions, you can understand a little bit the slide that they made. And I think when you look at this year, really, I think there's only one game that sent it. Let's put it this way. If they beat SMU last week, the tone of this pregame show so far, totally different. You can understand the loss to West Virginia because clearly West Virginia just has better athletes, better players, and they're a much better team by far. North Carolina, I think you look at that game, and to me, I legitimately look at that game and say, you're missing your number one tailback. You're missing 2 starters in the secondary that clearly make a difference in the way that this team plays.
A team like East Carolina cannot go to a game without those players.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think those are 2 games you kind of just throw out given the circumstances, because they also played West Virginia without Neal and Emmanuel Davis, and Dominique Lindsay gets hurt in the first half. But last week in Dallas, that's the type of game that a senior team a senior-dominated team finds a way to win. As bad as they play, they find a way to win. And the thing about it is, historically, under Holtz, they have found a way to win those games. But they didn't do it in Dallas, and it's not because the defense didn't play well. I thought the defense was lights out beyond one play in that game.
Well, I think it's great to have the it's considering where ECU came from through Coach Thompson and now through Skip, where he's gotten his team now. The expectation is so high now. Now they're expected to not lose a game now, according to all the ECU fans, when, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, 3-3 at this point would have been a good thing, you know, considering all.
Yeah, over a two-year period, they won 3 games.
Now we're expecting to not lose a game. But I don't know if the expectations are too high, but you can go back to last year. Easily last year, they could be sitting back at home not going to a bowl. They played so many close games that they had a lucky bounce, or they won by a field goal. You know, the last year, I wouldn't say it was luck, but those were tight games as well. I think it's the same type of year.
Two overtime games last year.
Same type of year as last year, except this year we're not getting those bounces. We're not making that play, that one play. So that's what I think is the difference this year.
Denny, Coach Holtz taking some calls this week on his call-in show. Miffed, I think, was the word in a couple of questions. He's frustrated, though, right now.
Sure he is. I mean, I don't think he expected to be 3-3 at this point. I think, you know, most people would have, you know, if you look at what ECU returned and who the – let's be honest. And I think just reading Coach Holtz's body language after the game on the field, he knows that they got beat by a team that wasn't as good as them. SMU is not a very good team. Their defense is awful. The Pirates showed just how easily they could run all over that offense, but all over that defense. The problem is right now, because East Carolina lacks that big playability or has not shown that big playability, they have to play mistake-free football since they are a ball-control offense. They simply made too many mistakes. You can't throw a pick six and then half the players give up on the play and let the guy return it for a touchdown. So, yeah, I think he was very frustrated, and I think the fans are being frustrated. But the bottom line, I think what we can't lose in this whole thing is East Carolina still controls its own destiny in the East Division. Win out, they're in the conference championship
game. And they still have a chance to host the conference championship. So all things, put aside, it's still, you know, they're going to be okay. They just get to, you know, take care of business at home.
Yeah, one thing that Holtz always says, things are never as good as they seem, and they are also never as bad as they seem. And I think that's probably what we're looking at right now. I think we're going to see an East Carolina team that's going to go out and beat Rice, have an excellent chance to beat Memphis in 10 days in Memphis, which is another very bad team. And he's sitting 4-1, 5-3 overall.
But you understand how last week was a real momentum breaker.
Yeah, it was.
Breaker.
That was an awful loss. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. There's no way around that. That was a bad loss to a bad team.
Matt, fall break this week on campus, so a chance for these guys for the first half of the week to just concentrate on football. Will that help, you think?
Oh, yeah, I do. I consider last week and how frustrating that was. It gives them a chance just to focus, you know, on themselves, you know, ask themselves what's wrong, what's going on. It gives them more time to focus on the team and not so much their academics. Gives them a break from that. You know, I know that midterm exams come coming up. So it gave the guys a chance to get off their feet a little bit and just, you know, maybe spend a little more time with the family and maybe rejuvenate themselves and get their mindset on this second half run.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one, no doubt. It starts today. Pirates 3-3 coming in 2-1 in the league and right now tied with Marshall. 2-1 in playing Conference USA, and I believe UAB also at 2-1 through three games in Conference USA in the East Division. We're at Jimmy John's today. That's at 460 Moy Boulevard. Phone number is 695-6268. Give them a call. They'll deliver to you one of these party play trays for your catering, or you can stop by, call ahead on your way into town, pick it up for your tailgate. 15 or 30 piece platters, mix and match, and pick any sub, and they will do the rest. Clubs are okay too, they'll just cost you a bit more. But give them a call here. You can go online, jimmyjohns.com. And again, do remember, here in Greenville for lunch or whatever they do deliver. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will have more, including Smith Hardy with an update on what is going on in college football. He'll also preview some of the games that are being played later today. Live from Jimmy John's, it's our Pirate Game Day Countdown.
Taco Bell is introducing an exciting new offer for Pirate fans this year. On every Pirate football Saturday, all beef tacos are half price at Taco Bell. That's right, fans, Pirate football and half price tacos all day long. Now that's a winning combination. Visit Taco Bell with three locations in Greenville, Memorial Drive across from the hospital, Highway 11 next to Pitt Community College, and on the corner of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard. Don't forget, half price tacos every Pirate football game day at Taco Bell.
Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal allows you to renew the luster and life of your dull and worn down wood floors and cabinets without dust, mess, and harmful odors. There's no longer a need to replace or use traditional methods like sanding on your hardwood floors. Enhance is now here at Eastern North Carolina and locally owned and operated. Here's satisfied customer Jennifer Holtz.
The traffic areas on our hardwood floors were really becoming dull. I wish I had before and after pictures because it is unbelievable the difference. No evidence of any high traffic areas. It really brought out the sheen in those areas, even from the sun that had faded a little bit. The flooring looks like brand new. People have walked in and asked us if we have new flooring.
Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal can also help you with traditional sanding or new wood floor installation if that's what your project calls for. Call Enhance today to renew your hardwoods with no dust, no mess, and no odors. 252-931-WOOD. That's 931-9663 for Enhance.
While you're out enjoying the fall colors, your autumn travels will be more enjoyable on a set of Michelin tires. And from October 1st through November 15th, enjoy $70 in savings during the Michelin Light of Your Life promotion. Buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get $70 after mail-in rebate. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 11-15-09. Void where prohibited.
Warehouse Tire and Battery has the Michelin tires you need for your car or truck. Jim and the boys at Warehouse Tire and Battery in Washington are waiting for you to provide quick, friendly, reliable service and top quality yet affordable Michelin tires so you can drive off for the ride of your life. Come in today because the $70 mail-in rebate Michelin offers ends November 15th. Warehouse Tire and Battery, Hackney Avenue in Washington. See redemption form at participating dealers for details.
It tastes like homemade. That's right. Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base taste like homemade. For 28 years, Ann's Frozen Flat Dumplings and Chicken Base have been making good cooks great cooks. They're so easy, so good, and so economical. Get Ann's Flat Dumplings in your grocer's freezer and make dinner time family time. Ann's always got something stirring in the kitchen, and as consumers have become more health conscious, so has Ann. Ann's making 12-ounce 100% organic dumplings and also whole wheat dumplings. Ann has also created five new bases. Ann's Natural Chicken Base, Organic Chicken Base, made with 70% organic chicken. Natural Beef Base, Natural Ham Base with no extra added MSG, and an Organic Vegetable Base. All these items are available in some stores and online. For more information about Ann's Dumplings, her journey, her cookbook, and all the new products, visit the website at annsdumplings.com. It can't get any better when it tastes like homemade.
The question today is why Ford, why now? And the answer is simple. Hastings Ford has cars people actually want. But not just cars. Trucks, SUVs, crossovers, hybrids, it's all here. With more arriving every day. Cars like Fusion, Focus, and the all-new Taurus. SUVs like Escape, Escape Hybrid, and Explorer. Crossovers like Flex and Edge. And, of course, F-Series pickups. Hastings Ford has you covered. Visit us at the corner of 10th and Greenville Boulevard and drive one. Hastings Ford, your key to satisfaction.
Hear what Greenville's talking about. The new Talk FM, 94.3 WTIV, Farmville, Greenville, Washington. Revolutionizing the FM dial.
All kinds of delicious goodness here. Of course, stop by and have a bite before you head out to the game today. The Pirates and Rice coming up from Dowdy Picklet Stadium, 3:30. It is homecoming. Ain't no coming like a homecoming, D.O.B. Benny agrees. Let's pause 10 seconds now for station identification.
No static at all. The new Talk FM, 94.3 WTIV, Farmville, Greenville, Washington.
Hi, I'm Smith Hardy for the Pirate Game Day Countdown presented by Bojangles' Famous Chicken and Biscuits. Live games going on right now. Landry Jones is in for a hurt Sam Bradford, and he is 7 for 14 for 66. Jimmy Stevens for Oklahoma has kicked two field goals in the first to give number 20 Oklahoma a 6-0 lead over number 3 Texas and the Red River rivalry. Number 7, Ohio State at Purdue. It's 7-3 ball game with the Buckeyes on top in the second quarter. Number 11, Iowa visiting Wisconsin. It's a 10-0 lead for the Badgers over number 11, Iowa. Other notable games, it's Georgia on top over Vanderbilt, 7-0. To the ACC, Wake is rolling 17-0 in the second over Clemson's rolling 17-0 in the second over Wake Forest. NC State and Boston College battle in Atlantic Division clash in Chestnut Hill. Game is set for 3:30. At 4, it's UVA heading north to take on Maryland. In Conference USA, after falling in its first or its Conference USA opener to UTEP, Houston jumps back in with a visit to Tulane. The Cougars lead the nation in total offense and boast 4 of the top 7 receivers in Conference USA. Game is set for 3:30. Number 9, Miami continues its midseason non-conference stretch as it visits Central Florida. Game is set to kick in Orlando at 7:30. To the top 25. After shutting down LSU on the road last week, top-ranked Florida comes back home to face an Arkansas offense ranked number 11 in scoring. The Gators have won 7 straight over the Razorbacks since losing the first meeting in the Bluebonnet Bowl after the 1982 season. The Hogs have scored 41 points in 4 of 5 games this season. Game is set for 3:30. Thanks to a dominant road win over a ranked foe, Alabama moved in position to reach its first BCS championship game. The next test for the second-ranked Crimson Tide is a matchup against visiting number 22 South Carolina. Game is set for 7:45. In the USC Notre Dame rivalry, it's been all USA in recent seasons, with the Trojans winning 7 straight games. During that span, USC quarterback has averaged 323 yards passing. Irish quarterback Jimmy Clausen will face a stiff test in the Trojans, who rank number 6 in total defense. Of the Fighting Irish's 6 consecutive losses on 2 top 10 teams, 3 have come against USC. The Trojans are 31-2 since 2002 against ranked opponents. The rivalry continues at 3:30. The 17th-ranked Jayhawks look to remain undefeated while trying for a 4th straight victory over struggling Colorado in a Big 12 North Division matchup at Folsom Field. Following their most productive game of the season, the 18th-ranked Cougars look to continue their dominance of the Aztecs at the Mountain West Conference rivals meet at Qualcomm Stadium. Utah has managed to bounce back from its only loss of the season and return to the top 25. The 24th-ranked Utes look for a 3rd straight victory as they visit struggling UNLV in a Mountain West contest. For the Bojangles scoreboard, I'm Smith Hardy. And we'll be back after the break.
Mom, I'm starving. What's for dinner?
Mom, what's for dinner?
When is dinner going to be ready?
Sound familiar? Well, on your way home from work, stop by Ottavola Market Cafe on Red Bank Road beside the Blue Line to pick up a prepared family-sized tray of lasagna, chicken parmesan, baked ziti, or baked spaghetti to pop in your oven. It's easy, it's delicious, and it's affordable. Tell the kids to relax. Dinner's on the way from Ottavola Market Cafe.
Yay!
Join CPW's this month as they travel to the Pacific Rim. Tingle your taste buds with a fusion of flavors and techniques from the East and West as they rock and roll with kicked-up versions of classic Asian, Australian, and Hawaiian dishes, including crab wontons, surf and turf kangaroo, and shrimp kebabs. Join Lori at the bar for her amazing green teeny and Loco Loco Mocha Mocha. The food and drink are fun, and the chopsticks are free. CPW, Staten Square, across from the hospital, Greenville. Come taste the world.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Mr. Taxicab Over-Accessorizer.
Bobbleheads, tropical air freshener, an antique chandelier. You've got it all covered. In tinsel and Mardi Gras beads.
I can't take a road.
When it comes to interior design, you don't trust anything that can't be plugged into a cigarette lighter.
Can I use a toaster?
No matter where they're going, your passengers always ask the same question. Is this a taxi cab or a Turkish bazaar?
How much for the can of apple?
So take a day off and crack open an ice cold Bud Light night of the knick-knack. Because only you can proudly say, yes, I do have junk in my trunk.
Mr. Taxi Cab,
Bud Light Beer, Elizabeth, St. Louis, Missouri.
Low interest rates are improving local home sales, and if you've been thinking about refinancing or purchasing a new home, Greenville native Talbot Green of D&J Mortgage can help. Folks have trusted Talbot Green with their home loans for years because he shops the market to get the best deal for his customers. It's all about personal service and working with someone you can trust.
This is Talbot Green with D&J Mortgage. If you're looking to buy a new home or refinance your current mortgage, now's a great time with interest rates at historical lows. First-time home buyers can get an interest rate of less than 5% along with an $8,000 tax credit, but time is running out. You must buy before November 30th to take advantage of the tax credit. Here at D&J Mortgage, we have options available up to 100%. Please give me a call to review your options. 565-4377. That's Talbot Green, D&J Mortgage, 565-4377.
For home loans and refinancing, call someone you can trust. Talbot Green at D&J Mortgage, 565-4377.
Auburn AV is Eastern North Carolina's premier audio-visual provider. Auburn AV has the skill and experience to elevate your special event to the next level. They work with you to ensure your event goes off without hassle. With a focus on safety, reliability, and planning, your event is on time and on budget. Are you a professional event planner? Ask about their planner partner program. Call Auburn AV at 252-321-0471 and check them out online at auburnav.com. Do you have a friend working on a special event? Well, be sure to tell them about Auburn AV.
This is Henry Hinton, and I just want to say that we work with Auburn AV for our TalkFest event in the convention center. And we brought Laura Ingram into town, and they are unbelievable. I was blown away by their professionalism, and the staging and video they did for us for TalkFest was unbelievable. These guys are great.
Call Auburn AV at 252-321-0471 and check them out online at auburnav.com. Auburn AV, 321-0471.
Pirate Game Day Countdown with Patrick Johnson, Denny O'Brien, and Matt Butler.
It is the often imitated, never duplicated Pirate Game Day Countdown. No campus radio mess here. No, no. The real deal, D.O.B. That's what you are.
That was quite a shot.
That was quite a shot across the bow there, wasn't it? It's time for our Ann's Dumplings forecast as we're live from Jimmy John's over behind the hospital across from the Brody Medical School today, and we're looking for a partly sunny day, and it'll be 58 by the time the game starts. By the time the game ends, temperatures in the lower 50s. We're right now clouds in Greenville and 49 degrees. Our Ann's Dumplings forecast. Ann's Dumplings, it tastes like homemade. The Rice football program for a number of years can be described in one word.
Awful.
That's one.
Dreadful.
That's another. They are not very good. Now, they've been a bit of a kind of a bizarre enigma here in the last few years because they had a stretch of three different head coaches in 3 years. They also had a stretch where they had a really kind of so-so year where they had some expectations. Then they won 10 games. And they had pretty good players. Clement was the quarterback, who was a record-setting quarterback.
Last year really was the perfect storm, especially on offense for them. Chase Clement, James Casey, the tight end, who went to the NFL, as well as Jarrett Dillard, who also is in the NFL. So you had some really good skilled people. I like the offensive system that David Bailiff runs. You know, it's spread, but when you run a spread attack like that and you throw the ball a lot, you better have a really good quarterback and a guy who can also run and make things happen outside of the pocket. Chase Clement could do that. They really don't have that this year.
Spent a lot of money, too, to redo the stadium down there. 63-14, they lost last week to Navy. It wasn't exactly the Navy of Paul Johnson of a couple of years ago either.
No, but they still do run that triple option spread kind of attack. You know, the guy who's there now was under Paul Johnson. But bottom line, you're right. It's not Paul Johnson who's coaching that team. And I think the calculators broke on the rushing yardage tabulations last week. Navy really did run all over Rice. I understand that it was a very wet field last week down in Houston as well.
Now, Denny, there's some numbers to look at with this Rice team. They're allowing a total this year of 266 points. That's what they've allowed through six games.
44 points per game.
And they have only averaged 16.5 points per game. This is just not a good football team.
No, and you know, anytime you do replace wholesale skill players like they do, you're going to have some issues. They've had trouble trying to figure out who their quarterback is. Is it John Shepard? Is it Nick Fanuzzi? I think we're going to see John Shepard for the most part today. You know, the receivers, anytime you try to replace Jared Dillard. And while it's not as big an issue typically if it happens somewhere at East Carolina where you're recruiting on a consistent level. You're not recruiting those five-star guys, but you're recruiting, you know, consistently getting three-star guys here. They're not doing that at Rice. And this is not a slam on East Carolina, but the academic restrictions at Rice are much, you know, are much tougher for a football coach to try and recruit 85 scholarship players who meet certain academic requirements to get into an institution like Rice, which essentially is the same as somewhere like Stanford or Duke or Northwestern or something like that.
Not a very good fit in Conference USA, though, are they?
Location-wise, yeah. I mean, but in terms of, I guess, the overall institutional direction, it's more of an academic-type school. It is now. You could argue
their baseball is fantastic.
You could argue the case that it's they mirror Tulsa in many ways. Tulsa is,
That's true.
A private school, very, very small and very academic-oriented institution, yet they succeed in football. So and when Todd Graham was there, they succeeded there. So I think if you get the right fit head coaching-wise and you get that perfect storm of players like they had last year, then you can be successful.
Needless to say, today the Pirates certainly are going to have to take advantage of the fact that Rice is coming in a team without a lot of confidence. They've made the trip east, which is a little easier to do in some respects than making the trip west. But still, it's a day where East Carolina really needs to take advantage of a team that has a lot of deficiencies.
Right. I mean, after a team that's just lost 63-14, you need to go out there and punch them in the stomach quick. Make a quick
shot. Not even in the mouth. Just hit them in the stomach.
Exactly. I mean, what you need to do, you can't let that team get any kind of confidence. If Rice comes out here and gets some semblance of confidence, then East Carolina could find itself in a game here. What they need to do is just immediately go right after Rice, get a lead, and just let things snowball from there.
Name or two of somebody who needs to have a big breakout day today for the Pirates against this team.
I think Patrick Pinckney's got to have a good game. He's had a ton of criticism. He's, you know, a lot of people question whether or not he should be the quarterback. He needs to go out there and have a really good game, I think, for his own confidence.
Well, we will roll on here as we continue. It is our Pirate Game Day Countdown. We're live from Jimmy John's and a check of what is going on in college football, the Red River Shootout. Very interesting developments there. All that and a lot more when we return. Smith Hardy will have a scoreboard update for you. Plus, Denny O'Brien, Matt Butler, college football talk. I want to talk to you, especially DOB, about the Boise State, the thrilling victory against Tulsa this week. Save it for the segment coming up. Don't say a word.
I rank them lower than anybody else.
I will let you have your time when we return. But we'll take a break. Come back. Smith will have scores. It is our Pirate Game Day Countdown. We are live from Jimmy John's 460 Moy Boulevard here in Greenville.
Are you ready for some chicken? Huddle up around the Bojangles tailgate special. 8 pieces of perfectly seasoned chicken. 4 made from scratch biscuits. 2 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of Bojangles legendary iced tea. A tailgate feast for 4 for less than $4 per person. Now, you're ready for some chicken.
Down here at Bojangles.
At Bojangles, we serve breakfast all day, but that doesn't mean we serve frilly pastries and good-for-nothing muffins. We're in the business of filling people up with wholesome food that fuels them through the day. That's why, for a limited time, we're serving the Egg Bowl Biscuit, a hearty cut of Canadian bacon, egg, and cheese nestled in a made-from-scratch biscuit. But even though we serve breakfast all day, the Egg Bowl Biscuit is for a limited time only. So you still need to hurry into Bojangles.
Bojangles.
This is your humble reporter, Ron Burgundy, on the streets asking people, who is this Doug Henry and why are people talking about him?
Excuse me, sir. We'd like to know, why are you smiling so much?
Because I've got my Doug Henry.
Yeah, so you too have one of these so-called Doug Henrys. How about you, ma'am? What's all the excitement about?
I got my Doug Henry.
You too. Let's ask this fellow. Excuse me, sir. Who are you?
Well, I'm Doug Henry.
Oh, so you're Doug Henry. Tell me, sir, why are people talking about you? And what is it you've done to create such a stir?
It's simple. People are flocking to Doug Henry and Tarboro, Farmville, and Goldsboro because we're always cheaper.
Everybody's talking about Doug Henry because Doug has the biggest inventory of new and used vehicles, and Doug's service department is known far and wide as the best. Save thousands with Doug Henry's 0% financing and rebates up to $4,500 on select vehicles in stock for 72 months.
So, Doug, tell me, is it your charm, your smile, or is it that you really are always cheaper?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, well, I think I've heard enough. I'm Ron Burgundy, and now I've got my Doug Henry.
You've heard about Springshire, the newest retirement community coming to Greenville. Springshire has just announced that reservations for lakeside units are in high demand. Lakeview and Nature Area apartments are nearly sold out. In fact, only one third floor and two first floor Lakeview apartments are left. This is great news. Springshire will be built in close proximity to Pitt County Memorial Hospital, adjacent to Ironwood Country Club. Springshire will include homes, villas, and apartments, complete health care, nature areas, gardens, movie theater, lake, and a short walk to the first tee. This is truly a new style in retirement living coming to Eastern Carolina. A social model community that will include residents in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Contact Springshire now for more information. Don't wait. There are only a limited number of premium Lakeview units left. Contact Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 or go to springshire.org for more information. Find out why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be. Are you making the right calls for your business in 2009? Our friend Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is still helping folks with their business needs. Right, Daryl?
That's right. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value call for copiers and printers in Eastern North Carolina.
Yeah, congratulations. We understand you've just become a platinum agency, which is recognized as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results. And J.D. Powers has awarded the Xerox organization for superior support for the third consecutive year.
Xerox continues to provide great products, great prices, supported by great people.
And I know that becoming a platinum agency is one of the highest honors by Xerox, so congratulations, Daryl.
Thank you very much. We have a great team serving Eastern Carolina with Xerox.
Folks, the local Xerox team understands the right value call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-7994.
I'm Smith Hardy for the Bojangles scoreboard. Live games going on. Landry Jones is in for a hurt Sam Bradford. Jimmy Stevens for Oklahoma has kicked two field goals in the first to give number 20 Oklahoma a 6-0 lead over number 3 Texas in the Red River rivalry. It's 7-6 ball game with the Buckeyes on top in the second quarter. It's a 10-3 lead for the Badgers over number 11 Iowa. Other notable games, 7-0 lead for Georgia on top of Vandy. To the Conference USA, in-state rivals Marshall and West Virginia square off at 3:30 in Morganton. Houston returned back to the top 25 after a one-week hiatus. Houston is now 3-0 against schools from the six major BCS conferences, having knocked off both Oklahoma State and Texas Tech last month. The Cougars battle with the Green Waves in the Big Easy. Kickoff is slated for 3:30. Two games set for 7. It's UAB making the trek to Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss, and Memphis squaring off with Southern Miss. Off to their best conference start since 1986, the SMU Mustangs take on their final non-conference foe of the 2009 season when they host Navy. Game is set to kick at 8. To the ACC, Clemson's rolling 17-0 over Wake Forest. NC State and Boston College battle an Atlantic Division clash in Chestnut Hill. Game is set for 3:30. Number 4 Virginia Tech and number 19 Georgia Tech clash in an ACC rival that could determine who wins the ACC Coastal Division. Both teams have two of the most potent offenses in the ACC. The Hokies have not won at Georgia Tech since 1990. To the top 25, after dismantling Ole Miss on the road last week, Alabama comes home to host South Carolina. The Gamecocks are seeking their fifth straight win, which would tie Steve Spurrier's longest mark at the school. Game is set to kick at 7:45. Jimmy Clausen's emergence has number 25 Notre Dame feeling confident it can break its seven-game losing streak to sixth-ranked USC in South Bend. But the Trojans' stifling defense awaits in the annual showdown between two of college football's historic heavyweights. Game is at 3:30. Minnesota's offense remains a work in progress, which could be bad news for the Golden Gophers on Saturday at Beaver Stadium, where the 14th-ranked Nittany Lions look to turn the Big Ten's top-ranked defense loose on the conference lowest rated offense. Game is set for 3:30. The 15th ranked Cornhusk Huskers try for their third straight victory when they face the Red Raiders of Texas Tech in their high-powered offense and Big 12 matchup. Kickoff is 3:30 in Lincoln. Other notable games, UCLA and Cal square off in the Rose Bowl. UCLA owns a 49-29-1 advantage in the series with Cal, which dates back to 1933. After a pair of SEC road contests, Auburn and Kentucky square off in an SEC clash. This is the first meeting between the schools since 2005. Auburn has won 15 straight games against Kentucky, with the Wildcats' last victory in the series coming in 1966. For the Bojangles scoreboard, I'm Smith Hardy.
All right, Smith, thank you very much. Smith keeping us up to date all day long on the Bojangles' famous chicken and biscuit scoreboard, along with Denny O'Brien of Bonesville.net, a Harris Interactive poll voter as well, and former Pirate Matt Butler. I'm Patrick Johnson. Michael Buscini's our on-site producer today. B.B. Tyler, Plyler, make that, providing technical assistance, and Rock and John Creech back in the studios as we are up and running on this college football Saturday. It's the Pirates and Rice coming up at 3:30 today from Dowdy Finkel Stadium. It is homecoming 2009. Glad you were with us here. Count you down to coverage in our 20th year. It is Pirate Game Day Countdown. Denny, before we preview the games that are going on today, I'll let you and Mr. Butler talk a little bit about the following. Boise State, man, they look so good in holding off a game effort from Tulsa the other night. Was that dripping with enough sarcasm right there?
I was hoping you were kidding about it. I mean, Boise State's ranked fifth. They're not the fifth best team in the country.
No.
That's why they're ranked number 12 in my poll, and the only reason they're number 12 is because they're undefeated. Look, you look at what Boise State's going to play the rest of the season. I don't think there's one team left on their record. Oh, I'm sorry. They play Idaho, who is 5-1. Give me a break. Boise State, regardless of what they, if they go out and beat everybody left on their schedule 100-0, they do not deserve to play in the national championship.
TCU would need to play in a BCS bowl before them, correct?
Absolutely, because the Mountain West Conference is a much tougher league than the WAC. And then also, I don't care how bad or good Virginia or Clemson is, that's two ACC teams that TCU beat on the road. That should count for something. At least they're making an attempt to schedule outside the league.
I think Boise State's they're good enough to beat anybody on any given day, but they're not good enough to play, say, an SEC schedule, play two SEC teams.
They're losing at least three games.
They're not going to win them. So I agree with you. The Mountain West is a lot better conference, and they're not playing anybody. And if the head coach, Peterson, is that his name?
Chris Peterson.
I think he's trying to get some games, but, you know, that blue turf right there must have some people, I guess the voters, hypnotize.
You lose at least five spots on my ballot if you have a blue field.
Just because of the blue field?
Just because of the blue, because I don't want to watch a game when that.
It gives you a headache when you watch.
It does. It's awful.
It really does give you a headache.
It is awful.
All right, games today. Obviously, we got the Texas-Oklahoma game going on. A lot of intrigue, I should say, to that game. Colt McCoy having his struggle. Sam Bradford going down with another injury. How do you see this one coming out today, even though it's still fairly early?
You know, I thought going into the game that Oklahoma would win, but I was factoring in Sam Bradford playing. He looked so sharp to me last week against Baylor. I really like Sam Bradford. I think he is the top senior quarterback in college football, so I really liked Oklahoma going in. Now, had I known that he would go down with an injury and Landry Jones would come back in and be the quarterback, I probably would have said Texas wins it. But they're doing all right, primarily because that Oklahoma front four is putting a lot of pressure on Colt McCoy, and that offense, that Texas Longhorn offense, can't do anything right now.
Texas is not the number two team in the country, are they?
Well, I think they weren't number two in my ballot. I went Alabama 1, Florida 2 on my ballot this past week. But, you know, I think Texas wins out. They're playing the national title game because either Florida or Alabama are going to lose.
How about tonight, the ball coach against Alabama?
I like the Tide. I think right now they're the best team in the country. I think they have the best resume. They've beaten Arkansas already. They beat Ole Miss, and they beat Virginia Tech. Nobody else has three wins that good.
Demi, let me ask you about this here, and that would be the ACC game tonight. Probably the best, it's a good day for college football. You have a lot of top 25 versus top 25 matchups. I think a handful of them today. One of the real interesting ones later on, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I'm taking Virginia Tech only because the Georgia Tech defense has not been very good this year. I think I think Ryan Williams will be able to run the ball well for Virginia Tech. Tyrod Taylor is looking like a really nice big play quarterback. So I do like the Huggies. But I think Georgia Tech is going to score some points. That offense is even better than it was last year. Nesbitt's looking good. Jonathan Dwyer is everything we thought he would be this year. I think it'll be a good game, but I like Virginia Tech.
Tom, he looks just like Michael Vick. He ran number 5 jersey. I think that's what Vick wore. So every time I see...
Without the kennels.
Yeah, without the kennels. But he looks very... He's an explosive player.
Delayed laughter from Patrick Johnson.
Well, I was scoffing. That wasn't a laugh.
In my opinion, I think Virginia Tech... I think they're the second best team in the country, in my opinion. What they did to Miami, the spanking they put on them, I put them the second best team in the country. And don't be surprised to see them play a national championship.
All right, Denny, USC, no.
These are just the Carroll. Flourishes in. I like to see what that defense is going to do against Jimmy Clausen and those great receivers for Notre Dame. Bottom line is I just don't think Notre Dame's defense is good enough to stop SC and all that talent like Joe McKnight that they have.
It's a little more intriguing of a game because of the way that Marshall has played here recently, but another Conference USA team, Marshall, at West Virginia
3-4 win.
You think so at least?
Marshall is good against Conference USA caliber competition. That West Virginia team, you know, I went in this heading into the season. I thought this was the year East Carolina wins up in Morgantown. Having seen that team play live, the team speed, there it was light years apart between West Virginia.
Are they a Big East sleeper, you think?
Oh, I don't think you can call West Virginia a sleeper.
Yeah, but everybody was like you. They thought they were going to be down this year.
I think the reason most people thought they were down is because a lot of people don't believe that Bill Stewart's a very good coach, but. That and Pat White, but Jarrett Brown is proving to be a better pro-style quarterback than Pat White was. And what I found out just from talking to the West Virginia media, what they're doing with Jarrett Brown is actually what that team wants to do offensively. Pat White truthfully didn't fit into the system that Bill Stewart wants to run. Jarrett Brown is actually a better fit at 6'4", 225, throwing the ball downfield. Where Pat White was so successful was in that Rich Rodriguez offense, where you're running the spread, and he's running it just as much as he is throwing it.
Well, we will roll on here and talk a little more college football later on in the show, Conference USA, as well as we are at the halfway point of the 2009 college football season. Take a break, come back, talk to the folks here at Jimmy John's. Also, Smith Hardy will stand by with a scoreboard update, tell you about everything that is going on. We are live at Jimmy John's today. You can order online, jimmyjohns.com. They deliver as well, 695-6268. Those are the phone numbers to call to get a delivery order. And also, the party platters are great for tailgating. They feed up to 30 or as few as 15 folks. Party subs as well, 2-inch subs, 4-inch subs, 6-inch subs. We'll talk more about that when we return. This is Pirate Game Day Countdown.
Ed, I've been thinking.
No, boss.
See, I think we should. Wait, you know I've been thinking?
Yes, sir.
What gave me away? Furrowed brow?
No.
Pensive look?
No.
Hand on my chin in a sitting position like the statue that French guy did?
No.
Then what?
Just a hunch, sir. What were you saying?
I think we at Jimmy John's should see if there's any way to improve the
speed and efficiency of our fast deliveries.
Whoa, what just happened?
Nothing, sir. Go on.
Okay, so I was going to take a poll of the managers for some fresh ideas. Okay, Ed, how'd you do that?
Do what, sir?
Know exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, that.
I'm taking a class, sir.
I'm being annoying?
No, sir. Mental telepathy.
Mental telepathy? Is that for
real? For real, sir.
Ed, why are you?
It's the only way Jimmy John's can deliver even freaky faster.
But how?
If we can read a customer's mind, we'll know what they're going to order. If we know what they're going to order, we'll be able to have the Jimmy John's gourmet sandwich ready before they order it.
But what if they
change their mind? We'll know that before they do, sir.
Wow, I wonder if
any Jimmy John's employee can learn telepathy, sir.
Okay, but I'm worried about
invasion of privacy. Not if we employ the food filter.
The food filter
means we can read only food-related thoughts.
Ed, will you please stop
interrupting? Sorry, sir.
Good, because it's
annoying. You're right, boss. Maybe this isn't such a
good idea after all.
Wow, boss, you're a natural.
Jimmy John's, America's favorite sandwich delivery guys. Visit our Greenville location at 460 Moy Boulevard, or call 695-6268 for delivery.
Oh, my favorite song.
much music and a full nightstand.
Football season is tailgating time, and the folks at Bertie County Peanuts have created the perfect tailgating snack for all college football fans. A 30-ounce plastic recyclable jar that is filled with their famous super extra large peanuts, labeled with the logos and athletic schedules of area teams, including ECU, NC State, UNC, and more. And when you finish your supply of peanuts, use the jar to hold odds and ends so you can keep your favorite college team scheduled nearby. Order online by visiting verteecountypeanuts.net and find your favorite team. In the Greenville area, look for your ECU Pirate Peanuts at Tickle Pink and the Met Deli. Try the new white chocolate pecans, chocolate cashews, cheese straws, and unsalted blister fried peanuts. These and other unique gift ideas are available online 24/7 at verteecountypeanuts.net. Taste the tradition of 90 years of peanut perfection. Bertie County Peanuts.
Joe Gibbs, owner of Joe Gibbs Racing, on winning.
I've been winning with people for nearly 40 years, and I learned long ago that you don't win with machines or with methods. You win with people. That's why Farm Bureau Insurance is a perfect sponsor for our team. They believe in the abilities of their own people and the people they serve. That's why I'm a Farm Bureau member.
Get real auto, home, and life coverage. Contact a Farm Bureau insurance agent near you.
Join the winning team at Farm Bureau of Greenville. Tony Boyd, Buddy Kennedy, Randy Daniels, Terry Cook, Alan Hill, Bill King, Jack Metz, Patrick Reed, or Jay Searles. Make up the winning team of Farm Bureau agents that are ready to assist you with your auto, home, life, or Blue Cross and Blue Shield health insurance. Drop by the Farm Bureau office, conveniently located at 3200 Charles Boulevard, close to Bell's Ford, or call 756-3165. That's 756-3165. Farm Bureau of Greenville, your winning team for insurance.
It is Pirates Game Day Countdown. We are live from Jimmy John's, 460 Moy Boulevard, 695-6268, the number to call. Call ahead, and you can get a party sub or a party planner for the big tailgate today, as it is homecoming here at East Carolina. We're rolling on with our show, and Pete Triebenbacher is, did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
How about that? He's with us here, the owner of the Jimmy John's location, right across, right in front of the Microtel, right across from the Brody School of Medicine. It is a growing and burgeoning part of town, and Pete, you've established the restaurant here. Best subs in Greenville, no doubt.
Absolutely, no doubt.
And talk a little bit about, I guess, just, you know, just some of the things you guys have to offer, particularly on game day and at lunch.
Well, for game day and for catering events, we have party platters. We have 15-piece and 30-piece party platters. We can make them freaky fast. people can give us 15 minutes, give us a call, and we'll have it ready for them in 10 to 15 minutes. We also have party subs, 2-, 4-, 6-foot long party subs. Need a little bit more notice.
2 foot.
That. 2 foot, yes. 2 foot, 4 foot, 6 foot. Yes.
There you go.
Need a little bit more time to make those, a couple hours to make those, because we have to make the bread special.
Oh, okay.
But all the bread here is made fresh every day. In fact, it's made throughout the day. Any bread that's older than 4 hours, we can't sell as fresh anymore.
Wow.
Yep. So we have the party subs and the party platters. We all, you know, clearly we make sandwiches, 8-inch sandwiches all day long, and make as many as those as anyone needs.
If you are having a lunch meeting, mm-hmm. or if you just want to call and get the office something, you guys deliver here on this side of town.
We'll deliver within pretty much a 5-minute drive to the store.
Mm-hmm.
That enables us to be freaky fast, and we pretty much roll on 10-15 minute delivery times.
Oh, good, yeah. Outstanding.
Yep.
You have a long history in Greenville. You were working at ECU in the athletic department for a little bit.
Sure did. Yeah, more than a little bit.
More than a little bit. How many years were you there?
I was there for 11 years.
Okay.
I started off in the ticket office and progressed to the Pirate Club. I was in the Pirate Club for over 10 years.
Yeah. What have you been doing since then, before you, from that period of time for ECU and Jimmy Johnson? I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what happened to Pete?
Well, that, fair question, yeah. Yeah, when I left the Pirate Club, I left to work with an engineering firm in Greenville, MKCS. They're an automation and control company. And specifically what we did is we went out to different pharmaceutical plants, and we automated their manufacturing operations. It was interesting work. Gave me a lot of opportunities to travel, and while that was a good thing, it was good for a little while. After a while, it got to be a little old, and I decided to look into actually a lifelong dream, which was to own my own food establishment.
Really? How about that? And it was one of those trips that you discovered.
Yep. Actually, it's a trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, and one of my colleagues took me to Jimmy John's in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the light bulb went on.
Went on like that, huh?
Yep, that was it. About a year and a half later, it happened.
Your favorite sandwich?
Well, my favorite sandwich would be the number 9 Italian nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat it as much because my stomach's not as strong as it used to be. But it would be my favorite sandwich to eat all the time. It's a popular sandwich here. I also like the country club is good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks out there really don't like to eat meat. We have a great vegetarian sandwich, number 6. And for those that like that and would like a little turkey, a popular sandwich is the Beach Club, which is turkey and cheese and avocado spread. I like that one and add some bacon to it.
Very good. Outstanding. 695-6268, the number to call.
That's it.
JimmyJohns.com, you can order online as well.
Absolutely. Easy way to go.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you for having us here today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Looking forward. The chips, the jalapeno chips,
mm-hmm.
They were good.
Awesome.
They were.
My favorite.
They're the best I've had. You recommended
yep.
them.
So. Yep. And barbecue are equally as good.
Okay.
Yep.
I might grab a bag of that before the road, though.
Absolutely.
All right. Pete, thank you for having us here today.
Yep,
really
you.
Pleased to be here.
Glad to have you.
Pete Triebenbacher with us here, the owner of Jimmy John's. Of course, our next game day countdown broadcast will come on October 27th. The Pirates are in Memphis. We'll be counting down to kick off live from the A.J. McMurphy's restaurant at Turnberry Square. It'll be on from 6 until 8. That'll be Tuesday, October 27th, 6 until 8 p.m. A.J. McMurphy's. That'll be our next Pirate Game Day countdown broadcast. After the game, it's the Bud Light postgame call-in show with Henry Hinn. It'll be heard right here on 94.3, seen on Cable 7 in Greenville. Taking your calls for the last 20 years after Pirate football games, it's the Bud Light postgame call-in show with Henry Hinn. Right now, Smith Hardy's going to tell you the scores.
I'm Smith Hardy for the Bojangles scoreboard. Landry Jones is in for a hurt Sam Bradford. He is 11 for 20 and thrown for 126 yards. Jimmy Stevens for Oklahoma kicked 2 field goals in the first to give number 20 Oklahoma a 6-0 lead over number 3 Texas in the Red River rivalry. At the half, it's 9-7 ball game with the Boilermakers on top of the Buckeyes. It's 10-3 lead for the Badgers over number 11 Iowa. Other notable games, it's 7-3 Georgia on top over Vandy in the second quarter. To the ACC, Clemson is rolling against Wake Forest 24-3 with a little under 2 minutes to go before the half. NC State and Boston College battle in an Atlantic Division clash in Chestnut Hill. Game is set for 3:30. At 4, it's UVA heading north to take on Maryland. In Conference USA, 2 games are set for 7. It's UAB making the trek to Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss and Memphis, squaring off with Southern Miss. Number 9, Miami continues its midseason non-conference stretch as it visits Central Florida. Game is set to kick in Orlando at 7:30. Off to their best conference start since 1986. The SMU Mustangs take on their final non-conference foe of the 2009 season when they host Navy. Game is set to kick at 8. To the top 25, after shutting down LSU on the road last week, top-ranked Florida comes back home to face an Arkansas offense ranked number 11 in scoring. The Gators have won 7 straight over the Razorbacks since losing the first meeting in the Blue Bonnet Bowl after the 1982 season. The Hogs have scored 41 points in 4 of 5 games this season. Game is set for 3:30. Thanks to a dominant road win over ranked foe, Alabama moved in position to reach its first BCS championship game. The next test for the second-ranked Crimson Tide is a matchup against visiting number 22 South Carolina. Game is set for 7:45. In the USC-Notre Dame rivalry, it's been all USC in recent seasons, with the Trojans winning 7 straight games. During that span, USC quarterbacks have averaged 323 yards passing. Irish quarterback Jimmy Clausen will be facing a stiff test in the Trojans, who rank number 6 in total defense. Of the Fighting Irish's 6 consecutive losses to top 10 teams, 3 have come against USC. The Trojans are 31-2 since 2002 against ranked opponents. The rivalry continues at 3:30. The off-the-field issues surrounding All-American receiver Dez Bryant have it proved to be too much of a distraction for Oklahoma State on the field, but the number 16 Cowboys are still hoping the situation will be settled.
Oklahoma State looks to win its fourth straight. It's Missouri and Oklahoma State at 9:15. Following their most productive game of the season, the number 18th ranked Cougars look to continue their dominance of the Aztecs as the Mountain West Conference rivals meet at Qualcomm Stadium. Utah has managed to bounce back from its only loss of the season and return to the top 25. The 24th ranked Utes look for a third straight victory as they visited struggling UNLV in a Mountain West contest. For the Bojangles School Board, I'm Smith Hardy. We will be back right after the break.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Mark?
We are open and the people love it.
The lobby?
No, well, yeah, but no, really, it's a service like a Northcon inspection for $24, $28.99 for full-service oil change, and a Mark special for $59.99.
You're right. The Mark special is a full-service oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, fuel treatment, and a Rain-X glass treatment.
Yep, it's pretty much an all-over service to keep the old gal running good. You know, most people do name their cars.
You're right, Mark. I call my car expensive.
And mine I call paid for.
There's nothing strange about Mark's Quick Lube. It's the Mark and Mark you've known for years. It's the Mark from Jiffy Lube to Shell Rapid Lube, and now Mark's Quick Lube. It's the names you can trust at prices you can afford. Mark's Quick Lube, 3550 Northeast Greenville Boulevard, across the river next to Greenville Marine and Boats. Call 252-551-6909. We accept all national and local fleets. We're the only shop in town that does North Carolina inspections for $24. Only at Mark's Quick Lube.
Mom, I'm starving. What's for dinner?
Mom, what's for dinner?
When is dinner going to be ready?
Sound familiar? Well, on your way home from work, stop by Ottavola Market Cafe on Red Banks Road beside the Food Line to pick up a prepared family-sized tray of lasagna, chicken parmesan, baked ziti, or baked spaghetti to pop in your oven. It's easy, it's delicious, and it's affordable. Tell the kids to relax. Dinner's on the way from Ottavola Market Cafe.
Yay!
Join CPW's this month as they travel to the Pacific Rim. Tingle your taste buds with a fusion of flavors and techniques from the East and West as they rock and roll with kicked-up versions of classic Asian, Australian, and Hawaiian dishes, including crab wontons, surf and turf kangaroo, and shrimp kebabs. Join Lori at the bar for her amazing green teeny and Loco Loco Mocha Mocha. The food and drink are fun, and the chopsticks are free. CPW, Stanton Square, across from the hospital, Greenville. Come taste the world.
Agri Supply of Greenville. Don't let the name fool you. They stock over 26,000 items for farm, shop, and home. Get ready for the big game at Agri Supply of Greenville. You'll find values on products ranging from sporting goods and outdoor cooking supplies to lawn and garden supplies, pet and equine, to truck accessories, shop tools, and much more. Come see the large selection of burners, cast iron stew pots, skillets, grill accessories, and other tailgate items. If you are a hunter, we have a large selection of deer stands, hunting apparel, and just the right mix of feed and grasses to get your food plot ready for that big buck. You'll find good old-fashioned customer service, honesty, and integrity at Agri Supply of Greenville. Compare Agri Supply before you buy. Visit Agri Supply, Highway 264 East in Greenville. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30. Saturday, 7:30 till 5.
This is your humble reporter, Ron Burgundy, on the streets asking people, who is this Doug Henry and why are people talking about him? Excuse me, sir. We'd like to know, why are you smiling so much?
Because I've got my Doug Henry.
Yeah, so you too have one of these so-called Doug Henrys. How about you, ma'am? What's all the excitement about?
I got my Doug Henry.
You too. Let's ask this fellow. Excuse me, sir. Who are you?
Well, I'm Doug Henry.
Oh, so you're Doug Henry. Tell me, sir, why are people talking about you? And what is it you've done to create such a stir?
A sample. People are flocking to Doug Henry and Tarboro, Farmville, and Goldsboro because we're always cheaper.
Everybody's talking about Doug Henry because Doug has the biggest inventory of new and used vehicles, and Doug's service department is known far and wide as the best. Save thousands with Doug Henry's 0% financing and rebates up to $4,500 on select vehicles in stock for 72 months.
So, Doug, tell me, is it your charm, your smile, or is it that you really are always cheaper?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, well, I think I've heard enough. I'm Ron Burgundy, and now I've got my Doug Henry.
It is Pirate Game Day Countdown. We are up and rolling from Jimmy John's 460 Moy Boulevard. in Greenville near the Microtel. We are also right across from the Brody School of Medicine here at East Carolina University. 695-6268, the number to call to place your order ahead of time. They deliver within about a five-minute radius of the store. And you can also order online for lunch, game day, or anytime, jimmyjohns.com. Party platters and party subs, 2 feet, 4 feet, and 6 feet are all available, along with Matt Butler, the former Pirate, and Denny O'Brien, Bonesville.net columnist. I'm Patrick Johnson. It is our Pirate Game Day Countdown. DOB, special teams for the Pirates who take on Rice today. Real question mark coming into the season.
Yeah, and then they looked really good for a few weeks, and then all of a sudden they've kind of become a question mark again, specifically with place picking for the Pirates. Last week having two field goals blocked, and as Skip Holtz described it after the game, one of them was blocked by the guy's face mask. So it wasn't a situation where, you know, the opposition was getting penetration up front. It's the low trajectory of the ball. And
sure.
I think one of the things that he talked about is, you know, Ben Hartman having that hip issue going into the season. He feels like maybe Ben's leg is starting to get a little heavy. He's not able to kick with the same trajectory as he has in the past. That's why we saw Ben Ryan in on that second kick. And Ben Ryan really is the mystery. He's the classic guy who practices really well, but when you get him in the game situation, just doesn't perform and doesn't execute. You know, the reports are, you know, in practice, Ben Ryan has just got a world of talent, an outstanding kicker, has good trajectory on the ball, has a good leg. You get him in the game situation, and, you know, we've seen this story before. He got it blocked. He got an extra point blocked last year against Virginia Tech. That was a turn for a two. That was, you know, could have been a very costly moment in that game had the Pirates lost it.
East Carolina has been had the ability all year to flip the field goal in the punt game.
Yeah, Matt Dodge has done a really good job. And we saw, I think, should have been a critical moment in that game last year or last week against SMU when it was 7-7. Pirates had the ball to open the second half. Of course, the game should have been about 21-0 at that point.
Yeah.
But the game is tied at 7, and the Pirates got it up to about the 50, and Matt Dodge, classic sand wedge, pins it inside the 5-yard line, and SMU starts first and 10 from their own 4-yard line, and what happens? That should have been a critical moment where the defense kind of gone out and made a quick stop, a key stop, gotten the Pirates the ball back in good, really nice field position. Instead, we get the 96-yard touchdown pass from Bo Levi Mitchell to some kid I've never heard of before. which would apply to most of the kids for SMU,
right.
Someone I've never heard before.
The punt return game, though, has all of a sudden become a little unsettled.
Well, I mean, Travis Simmons is fair catching every ball. You know, he's averaging – the interesting thing about Travis Simmons, he's averaging 21 yards per return. But he's just not returning balls. He has four – The last time I looked at the stats, he has four returns all season long. He's just fair catching everything, and some of them are good punts, but some of them, I think, are, you know, just guys. You know, guys are no one near him. Now, that being said, he could be instructed. I don't know that this is the case.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Danny.
He could be instructed to be making those fair catches because maybe they fear, you know, the potential for a turnover or something like that. But I'm not sure.
Well, is that something you're familiar with in your time of playing under this coaching staff? Would they do that?
Yeah, Coach Skip, he's said that before. He's more concerned about, you know, hanging on to the ball rather than making a big play. He'd rather have the ball on offense than take a chance at fumbling the ball, especially I think Travis Simmons had a couple of times he's fumbled it. But like you said, if our offense isn't going to get the job done, then we have to be able to do something on special teams. If we're not going to score on offense, then we got to get some explosion in the special teams on kick return, punt return, and on field goals. Having two blocked field goals is just inexcusable, especially the critical moments last week.
And you talk about explosion. Travis Simmons is a guy who can give you that in the punt return game. We saw last week Dwayne Harris providing it, you know, in the kick return game. And the interesting thing about Dwayne Harris returning kicks, that's not who they want returning kicks. He's not the fastest guy. You don't want to risk getting him injured. But the problem is Michael Bowman, of course, getting hurt early in the season or early in the preseason, breaking the bone in his arm, and he can't go out there and do it. So Dwayne Harris is a guy who can make plays. One of the things that I thought was interesting last week, on a couple of occasions, the Pirates put in kick return formation Darnell Ballard, who is a walk-on running back, and Giovanni Ruffin, who I could probably outrun, were their two kick return options. But, I think the return game outside, the kick return game outside of Dwayne Harris's touchdown last week has been an issue all season long.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a little bit about defense. We touched on it briefly in our opening segment. I thought last week And really, the last 2 weeks have probably played, maybe the last three, some of their better games that they've played this year. They're starting to come around.
Here's the thing about last week that I thought was...
Well, he was 14 points, didn't he, last week?
Greg Hudson could not have scripted a better defensive storyline than, Brooks Brothers is in the house.
Yeah, Nate Summers is getting ready for his appearance here. He looks handsome. Natalie Attired is Nate Summers.
But I don't think, Patrick, Greg Hudson could have scripted, outside of the 96-yard touchdown, I don't think he could have scripted a better defensive storyline against SMU. It's a team that throws the ball a lot. That's the team that historically has given ECU, the type of offense that historically has given ECU some problems. I thought they played outstanding. You take away that one play, and I know coaches say that all the time, you can't take the one play out because the one play did happen. But outside of that one play, I don't think that they could have played any better on defense.
Well, you've got to expect their offense to do a little more help than they gave them last week.
You know, yeah, I agree.
It's just inexcusable. I thought, like you said, they played extremely well. Coming to the game, I was worried about that secondary. But like you said, it's just a shame. The defense playing well and offense just continuing to struggle.
Not on the field very much is the offense, unless the defense is on the field for long stretches.
Well, that's the thing. Last week, the offense did do a good job of staying on the field. The time of possession was 35-24.
Sure.
The problem is you don't punch it in the end zone, and you give up the big plays on special teams and with the pick six. You're not going to win many games when you do that.
Nate Summers is standing by, and we will talk to him next. Also, Smith Hardy will have a scoreboard update for you. This is our Pirate Game Day Countdown. We are live from Jimmy John's in Greenville, across from the Brody School of Medicine. Stay with us more when we return. Count you down to this homecoming game between the Pirates and the Rice Owls. This is Pirate Game Day Countdown.
Are you ready for some chicken? Huddle up around the Bojangles Tailgate Special. 8 pieces of perfectly seasoned chicken. 4 made from scratch biscuits, 2 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of Bojangles' legendary iced tea. A tailgate feast for 4 for less than $4 per person. Now, you're ready for some chicken.
Bojangles.
At Bojangles, we serve breakfast all day. But that doesn't mean we serve frilly pastries and good-for-nothing muffins. We're in the business of filling people up with wholesome food that fuels them through the day. That's why, for a limited time, we're serving the Egg Bowl Biscuit, a hearty cut of Canadian bacon, egg, and cheese nestled in a made-from-scratch biscuit. But even though we serve breakfast all day, the Egg Bowl Biscuit is for a limited time only. So you still need to hurry into Bojangles.
Gotta need Bojangles.
You've heard about Springshire, the newest retirement community coming to Greenville. Springshire has just announced that reservations for lakeside units are in high demand. Lakeview and Nature Area apartments are nearly sold out. In fact, only 1/3 floor and 2 first floor Lakeview apartments are left. This is great news. Springshire will be built in close proximity to Pitt County Memorial Hospital, adjacent to Ironwood Country Club. Springshire will include homes, villas, and apartments, complete health care, nature areas, gardens, movie theater, lake, and a short walk to the first tee. This is truly a new style in retirement living coming to Eastern Carolina. A social model community that will include residents in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Contact Springshire now for more information. Don't wait. There are only a limited number of premium Lakeview units left. Contact Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 or go to springshire.org for more information. Find out why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
Football season is tailgating time, and the folks at Bertie County Peanuts have created the perfect tailgating snack for all college football fans. A 30-ounce plastic recyclable jar that is filled with their famous super extra large peanuts, labeled with the logos and athletic schedules of area teams, including ECU, NC State, UNC, and more. And when you finish your supply of peanuts, use the jar to hold odds and ends so you can keep your favorite college team scheduled nearby. Order online by visiting BerteeCountyPeanuts.net and find your favorite team. In the Greenville area, look for your ECU Pirate Peanuts at Tickle Pink and the Met Deli. Try the new white chocolate pecans, chocolate cashews, cheese straws, and unsalted blister fried peanuts. These and other unique gift ideas are available online 24/7 at BerteeCountyPeanuts.net. Taste the tradition of 90 years of peanut perfection. Bertie County Peanuts.
Attention nurses and other medical personnel. There is a new place in Greenville for you to buy scrubs, shoes, and accessories. Uniforms Galore has just opened in Arlington Crossing, right next to K&W Cafeteria. It's a huge, beautiful, new modern store offering a fresh new shopping experience, including wide aisles and well-organized racks so you can see their huge inventory. Uniforms Galore has a knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff and offers the latest styles and a larger selection of scrubs, including Cherokee, Landau, Dickies, Peaches, and the Grey's Anatomy line. That's right, Uniforms Galore can fit you into what they wear on Grey's Anatomy. And Uniforms Galore has a huge shoe department, including the hard-to-find Sunita brand. Uniforms Galore has one of the largest selections of Sunitas and Alegrias east of Raleigh. Even people outside the medical industry are discovering Sunita shoes. Come see the huge, modern new uniforms, scrubs, and shoe store in Greenville. Uniforms Galore, now open in Arlington Crossing Shopping Center. Uniforms Galore is now open.
I'm Smith Hardy for the Bojangles scoreboard. Landry Jones is in for a hurt Sam Bradford. He's 11 for 20 and thrown for 126 yards. It's 6-3 lead for Oklahoma over Texas. At the half, it's a 9-7 ball game with the Boilermakers on top of the Buckeyes. It's tied 10 apiece between the Badgers and number 11 Iowa in the third. Other notable games, Georgia on top over Vandy 14-3. UConn leads Louisville 14-13 in the third. It's tied at 7 apiece between Michigan State and Northwestern. Mississippi State leads Middle Tennessee State 17-6. In Conference USA, in-state rivals Marshall and West Virginia square off at 3:30 in Morganton. Houston returned back to the top 25 after a one-week hiatus. Houston is now 3-0 against schools from the six major BCS conferences, having knocked off both Oklahoma State and Texas Tech last month. The Cougars battle with the Green Waves in the Big Easy. Kickoff is slated for 3:30. Two games set for 7. It's UAB making the trek to Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss, and Memphis squaring off with Southern Miss. Off to their best conference start since 1986, the SMU Mustangs take on their final non-conference foe of the 2009 season when they host Navy. Game set to kick at 8. Clemson is steamrolling Wake 31-3 at the half. NC State and Boston College battle an Atlantic Division clash in Chestnut Hill. Game set for 3:30. Number 4 Virginia Tech and number 19 Georgia Tech clash in an ACC rival that could determine who wins the ACC Coastal Division. Both teams have two of the most potent offenses in the ACC. The Hokies have not lost at Georgia Tech since 1990. Game is set to kick at 6. To the top 25, Tim Tebow looks to improve on last week's effort, and the top-ranked Gators will try to avoid a letdown Saturday when they host an Arkansas team coming off an upset win. Game is set for 3:30. After dismantling Ole Miss on the road last week, Alabama comes home to host South Carolina. The Gamecocks are seeking their fifth straight win, which would tie Steve Spurrier's longest mark at the school. Game is set to kick at 7:45. Jimmy Clausen's emergence has number 25 Notre Dame feeling confident, and it can break its seven-game losing streak to sixth-ranked USC in South Bend. But the Trojans' stifling defense awaits in the annual showdown between the two of the college football's historic heavyweights. Game is at 3:30. The 15th-ranked Cornhuskers try for a third-straight victory when they face the Red Raiders and their high-powered offense in a Big 12 matchup. Kickoff is at 3:30 in Lincoln. Other notable games, after a pair of SEC road contests, Auburn and Kentucky square off an SEC clash. This is the first meeting between the schools since 2005. Auburn has won 15 straight games against Kentucky, with the Wildcats' last victory in the series coming in 1966. UCLA 3-2 and 0-2, and Cal 3-2 and 0-2 as well, square off in the Rose Bowl. UCLA owns a 49-29-1 advantage in the series with Cal, which dates back to 1933. For the Bojangles scoreboard, I'm Smith Hardy. We're going to swing it over to Patrick Johnson.
All right, Smith, thank you. It is our Pirate Game Day Countdown live from Jimmy John's as we're on Moy Boulevard. It is homecoming 2009. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
No static at all.
The new Talk FM, 94.3 WTIV, Farmville, Greenville, Washington.
Pirate Game Day Countdown. We are live from Jimmy John's. It is Homecoming 2009. We will take a break, and when we return, Nate Summers, beat writer for the Pirates for the Greenville Daily Reflector. Denny O'Brien, it is the roundtable you're waiting to hear. We'll be back with it right after this.
Wow, this catered meal of beef ribs, barbecue sandwich, chicken, pork ribs, and vegetables is really yummy. Wonder where it came from. You know, this meal isn't just yummy. It's yummy-licious.
You know, this meal was catered by Uncle Yammy's Rib Shack, located right on Red Banks Road in front of the Food Lion. I've eaten in the restaurant several times, and the ribs, chicken, sweet potato fries, Brunswick stew are what I call yummy-licious. And you know, as a matter of fact, there's nowhere else in Greenville where you can order a barbecue sandwich, a barbecue plate, rack of ribs, or a chicken plate and wash it down with ice-cold beer.
Oh, and make sure you save room for dessert, like banana pudding and chocolate cobbler. They're downright sinful.
Oh, yeah. For the upcoming football season, you can call Uncle Yammy's at 329-1227 before an ECU game and get one of the family tailgate meals for as many people as you want.
Uncle Yammy's Rib Shack, Red Banks Road, 329-1227. It's yammy-licious.
Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep is Eastern North Carolina's new Jeep headquarters. And they're also your pre-owned headquarters with the area's best selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. At Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, you will always find late model, low mileage vehicles with a wide variety of domestics and imports. Of course, Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep has great deals on new cars and trucks as well. Act now and get 0% financing for 72 months on the new Dodge Ram truck. You'll also find Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of new minivans. And don't forget the great selection of Jeeps, like the new Jeep Wrangler and the all-new Jeep Grand Cherokee. Visit them on the web at ecauto.com and stop by to see the selection for yourself at Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep on the corner of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal allows you to renew the luster and life of your dull and worn down wood floors and cabinets without dust, mess, and harmful odors. There's no longer a need to replace or use traditional methods like sanding on your hardwood floors. Enhance is now here in Eastern North Carolina and locally owned and operated. Here's satisfied customer Jennifer Holtz.
The traffic areas on our hardwood floors were really becoming dull. I wish I had before and after pictures because it is unbelievable the difference. No evidence of any high traffic areas. It really brought out the sheen in those areas, even from the sun that had faded a little bit. The flooring looks like brand new. People have walked in and asked us if we have new flooring.
Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal can also help you with traditional sanding or new wood floor installation if that's what your project calls for. Call Enhanced today to renew your hardwoods with no dust, no mess, and no odors. 252-931-WOOD. That's 931-9663 for Enhanced.
Eat, drink, and be merry. I mean, eat, drink, and get lucky at Greenville's only authentic Irish pub, AJ McMurphy's. At AJ McMurphy's, it's where there are no strangers, just friends you haven't met yet. To start your night out right, come in and taste one of AJ's starters. How about a pint of Guinness? Or a yay old Irish coffee? Or maybe even some old Irish wings? Just a few suggestions to get you going. Then order O'Malley's chicken salad, cottage pie, or Irish stew from one of the pub's favorites list. No matter what you order, the friendly staff takes pride in delivering to your table exceptional food, service, and of course, a lasting sense of friendship and family. At AJ's, it's more than a restaurant and pub. It's an experience. Every Wednesday is motorcycle night. Karaoke is a crowd favorite on Thursdays. And Friday nights, live music from your favorite local bands. So come on by and say hi at AJ McMurphy's, 1914 Turnberry Road behind the Food Lion. AJ McMurphy's, open daily at 3 p.m.
Welcome back, Pirate Game Day Countdown, along with Nate Summers now, who joins us, and Denny O'Brien. I'm Patrick Johnson. Thanks for being with us here today as we get set for the Pirates and the Rice Owls. Denny, of course, of Bonesville.net, and Nate Summers of the Daily Reflector, the game day section, and as always, I read it on game day, and I quite enjoy
right.
it. It was
always.
Really good.
And
you can follow us both on Twitter as well.
You both are on Twitter.
We do it all.
You do it all. And you look great today.
Full service operation.
You really dressed up for radio today. You look great.
Thanks.
That's a great time. I love the coat. That's a cool.
Oh, thanks, Patrick.
You look like $1 million, buddy.
feel like 100.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm fine. I feel great.
You've been around this situation.
Years.
You have been around 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been around this situation here in Greenville all week. A team that, frankly, should have won their football game last week. And
mm-hmm.
what kind of mood is everybody in?
Smooth at the team, mate.
Smooth at the team. Who would ask that question?
What show is this? We're being marauded by a message board. The mood of the team, I think, is just, you know, understandably frustrated. I think that, you know, even in a game where you make that many mistakes, you usually don't get punished on so many of them. So, I mean, you know, I think they're pretty frustrated. And, you know, I kind of thought all week that you don't necessarily want the pressure of playing an 0-6 team right now. I think maybe you want a middle-of-the-road team, because I think an 0-6 team coming in here presents all kinds of pressure just at the very outset of the game. I think there's pressure to take a lead, to, you know, play a great first half. I think that, you know, people have been obviously critical, and understandably so, about this offense. And, you know, they're not a two-half offense right now. And I do really feel like Rice presents a lot of pressure just because the expectations are high that this is a kind of a walkthrough game. And I bet it won't be.
Outside of a 35-3 win, this East Carolina's under no-win scenario, really,
right,
from the fan perspective, who just expects them to walk all over, especially after last week.
Yeah, and I think, as we mentioned earlier, I think because of last year, I think last year is still resonating this year, and I think people that were frustrated in the middle of the year last year about how they couldn't blow out anybody, and there were so many weeks where they were the better team, but, you know, people expected kind of a 47-14 game, and they end up with a 17-14 game, and you know, I think fans of any team are spoiled pretty easily. And I think that, you know, I've tried to make the point a few times that it's a far cry from 2002, and that, you know, a few years ago, this would have been a 17-14 loss and not a win. But I think people get spoiled easily. It's just human nature. And, you know, I think, like I say, the upsets of last year, I think, made expectations unrealistic and for a lot of people.
Daily Reflector beat writer Nate Summers, he's also the host of the wildly popular Monday evening quarterback, 7 o'clock on 94.3 and Cable 7 here in Greenville. Nate Summers with us. Nate, health of the team, obviously the flu bug reared its ugly head last week.
Like, what's the health of the team?
The health of the team.
What is the follow-up?
It's inside joke.
I was going to say, we're not going to name names.
What is
press
the follow-up
inside
redneck?
It's, yeah, that's a little locker room humor right there.
Yeah. Inside jokes.
If you're a member of our locker room, you get it. If not, too bad.
I'm not a member of your
too
locker
bad.
Room.
Common question that comes out almost every week in the post-game press conferences.
Right. We'll leave it at that.
And I'm just customizing it for each question.
I see.
Right. The health of the team.
Am I lacking a camera? Is that what you're?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
You might be. Do you want to know about the health of the team?
Yes, Denny.
The health of the team. I would say that.
I thought you were going to say it again. I'm sorry.
No, please don't. Let me choke this out, and then we'll get on to something else. I think the guys that sat out last week are still probably not 100%, but the guys that played, I think, are maybe more of a concern. But they all practiced this week, and they're fine. Patrick Pinckney, Dominique Lindsay was sick last week. So I think the guys that played probably expended a lot more, you know, fluids and, you know, probably needed a lot more care afterwards. I think that Brandon Jackson and those guys that stayed back are, you know, pretty close to 100%, I would imagine, if not, you know, full go. Brandon did not practice on Monday night, still kind of in recovery phase. But I think the guys are still recovering, but they're definitely, I think, on the tail end of this thing. And I don't think it's an immediate problem. I don't think anybody's actively sick right now. So,
David, we saw Jonathan Williams out. Get injured. We saw Norman Whitley last week, given the fact that Lindsey's not 100%, Brandon Jackson maybe not feeling the best, and obviously Jonathan Williams out, might we see more Norman Whitley? I know he's taking the approach. He didn't really think he took advantage of his opportunity all that much last week, but he's going to maybe be a little better and a little more prepared to go, given the chance he might get an opportunity.
Yeah, I think he can still get an opportunity. You know, I mean, I said last week I didn't think he'd play, but, you know, with Jonathan getting hurt, I think kind of changed some things. And like you said, Brandon being sick, I would expect Brandon to come back and get his full share of cover or of carries again today. And, you know, Dominique is still, more so than being sick, is still playing with his shoulder. I know it definitely bothered him after Marshall, bothered him a little bit, I think, last week after the game. But he's going to play through it. So I think as long as you have Dominique and Brandon and Giovanni Ruffin to a lesser extent, you know, those guys are going to still get a majority of the carries. I think Norman's still got a tough, you know, road to hoe. I mean, he, you know, maybe didn't take advantage of the chance, but I think it's awfully hard to come back after such a long layoff. I mean, a real game scenario is so different than practice, and you know, he didn't really have a whole lot of a chance. He had a lot of blocking downs, and he had a lot of chance to be out on the field, but as far as actual carries, you know, he's, I think, pretty limited, and I think it's going to be still pretty tough for him to get ahead of anybody that's in the rotation right now. Plus, you got, you know, J.R. Rogers is going to be back here at some point, and I think even he will probably challenge Norman for some carries.
Well, what I think is the most curious thing about Norman, and I would agree that he's not the every down back on this team, because I think Dominique has shown that he can be that. Brandon can be the complement to that. But I think when you look at a team that's lacked explosion and lacked the big plays, you look at Norman Willie. Here's a guy who had touchdowns of 69, 51, and 42 yards last year. There is some big playability in him. You know, I can understand why he's not the every down guy, but why isn't he a situational guy?
I agree, but I also think there are only so many situations, and, you know, I think that Giovanni Ruffin is still in his trial right now, and I think he's going to get a lot of those carries right now when you get beyond Dominique and Brandon. You know, and last week, obviously, Dominique showed right off the bat he was raring to go, so I mean, he's going to take a lot of those carries right off the bat. They knew they didn't have Brandon last week, so, you know, and we saw Giovanni, you know, obviously in the
run into the line three times.
Yes,
from
in
first
short,
goal at the
short
three.
Yardage. I think he failed that trial, and I don't know. I just think that it's still a tough thing for Norman because there's still more running backs on this team than most, and you know, I think Norman fills a similar role, unfortunately, than what Brandon does, and Brandon has more size. But I do think Norman has a big like capability, and I think that if he can do a lot with a little, you know, and I think all he's going to get is a little in terms of how much the offense he's going to get. But, you know, I think he's always one touchdown away from getting more carries. So,
we're joined by Nate Summers, beat writer for the Daily Reflector for Pirate Football. Nate, we were talking about the defense a little bit when you came in, talking about the special teams, but particularly defensively. Last 3 weeks, East Carolina has looked like people expected East Carolina to look in the preseason defensively.
I definitely think so. I think the linebackers have played a lot better. Starting with the game in Marshall, really, I thought that those guys all played a great game that day. And, you know, having Chris sit out last week, Chris Maddox, with an injury, I think hurt a little bit because I think those three guys, the starters, have really come together. And
but Matt Thompson played well last week.
Matt Thompson did play well, and I was going to say that the guys behind them have finally started to come along. I think that it's been kind of a long weeding out process. There are, you know, a lot of guys that have stuck back there that are sophomores or guys that have already gone through the redshirt year and really are at a point where, you know, you're either in or you're out. You're either a player on this team or you're a squad guy. And I think we're starting to see that guys like Matt Thompson are, you know, at least a little bit for now, have separated themselves a little bit. And they're still struggling, I think, with who their next middle linebacker is going to be. But they've certainly tried a lot of guys there. And Steve Spence has been out a lot, as we've noted during games, to add a little bit to the rush.
Even though he doesn't get to the quarterback, I think that's an effective use of him, is bringing him in pass rushing situations.
Right, because you have to identify him immediately and you have to put somebody else on him. So, yeah, you almost send the pressure somewhere else by taking him out. But I think the D-line has played great all year. I think that other teams have done a lot of scheming toward the front four, a lot of double teams on the front four. So I don't think you always see, you know, the progress in terms of sacks and a whole lot of pressure, but usually that's been because it's a monumental effort to contain those guys, and some teams have done a good job of that. As we move on to conference play, though, I think the defense will be a little bit more in your face, a little bit, you know, have a few more advantages and against some of these offensive lines, and I think we can see that today, actually.
Question for both of you, Nate. You first. Is this a play-calling issue with this offense, or is this a personnel situation?
I think personnel sometimes dictates your play calling. I think it's both. I think that's one of those kind of vicious cycles that teams get into, because when you don't have confident guys out there, that affects your play calling. You can't call your full complement of plays if your guys aren't clicking. You know, if your guys don't feel 100% confident, then it's tough to call, you know, a tough play or, you know, a lot of downfield plays and that kind of stuff. So I think it's a combination of things right now. But I do think that when your personnel is not playing consistently and not showing you a whole lot in terms of results, I think that affects your play calling.
I think it's a personnel thing. I think that they understand that their offense is best designed as a methodical, you know, ball control type of offense. So that's the kind of style that you're seeing. I don't think that they're If they had Chris Johnson, I think you'd see a lot different play calling.
Yeah.
If they had James Pinkney, I think you'd see them throwing the deep ball a lot more and being effective. If they had Andre Allison to stretch the defense and get behind defenders, they just don't have players who can do the types of things that James Pinkney, Chris Johnson, and Andre Allison brought to the and Devon Drew. I mean, I think they would love to throw it to a tight end. They just don't have a Devon Drew to throw it to.
I think
the personnel is dictating the type of play calling. They know that the strength of this team is the defense, and guys like Dominique Lindsay can run between the tackles. So that's the kind of game planning you're seeing.
All right, guys, stick around. We'll take a break, and we will come back, and we'll have a scoreboard update from Bojangles, and then get our keys to the game from both Nate and Denny. All that and more when we return. This is Pirate Game Day Countdown.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Taxi Cab Over-Accessorizer.
Mr. Taxi Cab Over-Accessorizer.
Bobbleheads, tropical air freshener, an antique chandelier. You've got it all covered in tinsel and Mardi Gras beads.
I can't do the road.
When it comes to interior design, you don't trust anything that can't be plugged into a cigarette lighter.
Can I use a toaster?
No matter where they're going, your passengers always ask the same question. Is this a taxi cab or a Turkish bazaar?
How much for the can of that?
So take a day off and crack open an ice cold Bud Light night of the knick-knack. Because only you can proudly say, yes, I do have junk in my trunk.
Mr. Taxi Cab.
Bud Light beer at Isaac St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and there's only one place where you can get your complete home entertainment package for the season. Hair Electronics. Whether it's a Nuvo audio system, a new Samsung flat screen TV, or you just need to update your tired old den, give Jason Pear a call at 439-5295. The Pear team has been the leading electronics provider east of Raleigh since 1969. If you want to retrofit your existing home and update it with the latest, let Jason Pear come by and give you a suggestion on how a new entertainment system can turn your home into a fresh new haven for you and your family. And here's another great suggestion from Pear Electronics. If you're tired of having several different remotes on your coffee table, let Pear come outfit you with a new all-in-one remote from Harmony. Football season is the best time of year in Eastern Carolina. Jason Pear and his team are ready to make this the best year for your home entertainment needs. Don't shop the big box. Let the local guys show you why their service and attention to detail has made Pear Electronics the best. Call Jason Pear at 439-5295 today.
Dex, I have a toothache.
But it'll probably just go away on its own.
Are you sure? I can find you the perfect dentist in your neighborhood, rated by users like you.
I don't like dentists. And I'm not sure where my phone book is.
Well, that's not a problem. We can use my snazzy new DexKnows.com website, more targeted than before with tons of local listings.
Oh, sounds great. But I have a dial-up modem, and I have a nights and weekends plan, so we should probably...
Not to worry. Now Dex is also a mobile app, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. We can find you a dentist right away within a few blocks.
That's, great. But I think the battery on my mobile phone is low, so as much as I totally love to do this...
I know three places nearby where you can get a spare battery. I really think you should look at that, too.
All right. But I hate reading old magazines in waiting rooms. But what do you say we find a bookstore first so I'll have something to read? And I could use a haircut.
Uh-huh.
The most complete local info in the book at DexKnows.com and on your mobile device. DexKnows.
Auburn AV is Eastern North Carolina's premier audio-visual provider.
Auburn AV are the experts in church AV. They can help you grow the kingdom through your event or revival. Celebrate the birth of Christ, equip the saints, and share the good news. With top-notch service and unmatched expertise, they are there to help you connect to your audience. Are you planning an event at your church? Ask about their planner partner program. Call Auburn AV at 252-321-0471 and check them out online at auburnav.com. Is your church planning an event or revival? Be sure to tell them about Auburn AV.
I've been working with Auburn Audio for 4 years now, and I trust them to do a good job every time. They do what they say they're going to do, and they do it when they say they're going to do it. We've worked with other companies here before, but the truth is, Auburn Audio Video, these guys are the best, and I really wouldn't want to work with any other company but them.
Call Auburn AV at 252-321-0471 and check them out online at auburnav.com. Auburn AV, 321-0471.
I'm Smith Hardy for the Bojangles School Board. Five games underway. It's a duel in Dallas as number 20 Oklahoma and number 3 Texas are playing for bragging rights in the annual Red River Shootout. Landry Jones is in for a hurt Sam Bradford. He is 12 for 23 and thrown for 130 yards. Oklahoma leads Texas 6-3 at the half. It's 16-7 ball game with the Boilermakers on top of the Buckeyes in the third. 17-10 Iowa leads Wisconsin in the fourth. Other notable games, Georgia leads Vanderbilt 17-3 at the half. UConn leads Louisville 21-13 in the third. Michigan State leads Northwestern 14-7 in the third. Mississippi State on top of Middle Tennessee State 17-6 at the half. In Conference USA, in-state rivals Marshall and West Virginia square off in Morganton at 3:30. Two games are set for 7. It's UAB making the trek to Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss and Memphis squaring off with Southern Mississippi. The number 9 Hurricanes look to improve to 5-1 for the first time in 4 seasons by winning their second consecutive game against an unranked opponent Saturday night when they visit Central Florida. The Knights 3-2 are coming off a bye week and are 0-19 against top 25 teams since becoming a Division I program in 1996. Game is set for 7:30 in Orlando. Off to their best conference start since 1986, the SMU Mustangs take on their final non-conference foe of the 2009 season when they host Navy. Game is set to kick at 8. To the ACC, ongoing games right now, it's Clemson all over Wake Forest 31-3 in the third. NC State and Boston College battle an Atlantic Division clash in Chestnut Hill. Game is set for 3:30. At 4, it's UVA heading north to take on Maryland. Number 4, Virginia Tech and number 19, Georgia Tech clash in an ACC rival that could determine who wins the ACC Coastal Division. Both teams have two of the most potent offenses in the ACC. The Hokies have not lost at Georgia Tech since 1990. Game is set to kick at 6. To the top 25, Tim Tebow looks to improve on last week's effort, and the top-ranked Gators will try to avoid a letdown Saturday when they host an Arkansas team coming off an upset win. Game is set for 3:30. After dismantling Ole Miss on the road last week, Alabama comes home to host South Carolina. The Gamecocks are seeking their 5th straight win, which would tie Steve Spurrier's longest mark at the school. Game is set to kick at 7:45. Jimmy Clausen's emergence has number 25 Notre Dame feeling confident, and it could bring its 7-game losing streak to 6th-ranked USC and South Bend. But the Trojans' stifling defense awaits in the annual showdown between two of college football's historic heavyweights. Game is set at 3:30. Other notable games after a pair of SEC road contests, Auburn and Kentucky square off an SEC clash. It's the first meeting between the schools since 2005. Auburn has won 15 straight games against Kentucky, with the Wildcats' last victory in the series coming in 1966. For the Bojangles School Board, I'm Smith Hardy. We will be right back after the break.
Taco Bell is introducing an exciting new offer for Pirate fans this year. On every Pirate football Saturday, all beef tacos are half price at Taco Bell. That's right, fans, Pirate football and half price tacos all day long. Now that's a winning combination. Visit Taco Bell with 3 locations in Greenville, Memorial Drive across from the hospital, Highway 11 next to Pitt Community College, and on the corner of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard. Don't forget, half-price tacos every Pirate football game day at Taco Bell.
This is Henry Hinton, and I'm talking to David Hurst with Grand Villas Oceanfront Condominiums at Indian Beach, which is located between Atlantic Beach and Emerald Isle. David, what do you think about the current real estate market right now?
Well, Henry, things seem to have really stabilized. We've begun to operate like a traditional real estate market now.
Do you think now is a good time to buy a second home?
I do, depending on product and location. I think probably the best way to take advantage of the market today is to seek out good quality properties in established locations, and it's a good time to take advantage of some of the incentive programs that developers are offering right now.
How does all this relate to your project, Grand Villas?
I feel like we fit that mold, and I think that's been validated by the success we've had in this market. And since we completed the building and our amenities in May, I think people have naturally gravitated toward us because there's nothing else like it on the island.
And through November, incentives are $50,000 to $140,000 on selected units. To learn more, call 877-845-4438 or visit them on the web at gvcondos.com. It tastes like homemade. That's right. Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base tastes like homemade. For 28 years, Ann's Frozen Flat Dumplings and Chicken Base have been making good cooks great cooks. They're so easy, so good, and so economical. Get Ann's flat dumplings in your grocer's freezer and make dinner time family time. Ann's always got something stirring in the kitchen, and as consumers have become more health conscious, so has Ann. Ann's making 12-ounce 100% organic dumplings and also whole wheat dumplings. Ann has also created five new bases. Ann's natural chicken base, organic chicken base made with 70% organic chicken, natural beef base, natural ham base with no extra added MSG, and an organic vegetable base. All these items are available in some stores and online. For more information about Ann's Dumplings, her journey, her cookbook, and all the new products, visit the website at annsdumplings.com. It can't get any better when it tastes like homemade.
On the road again.
Speeding tickets, accidents, and other misfortunes on the road can really prove costly. That's where North Carolina Driving School can help. North Carolina Driving School is the largest provider of driver education services in the Tar Heel State. If you have received a ticket, we can help with our driver improvement classes. Give us a call at 321-6700. That's 321-6700 for North Carolina Driving School, 214 West Main Street in Winterville.
Every town has that one special spot where friends gather for an after-work drink, watch some great sports on TV, talk about their lives, and soak in the atmosphere of the neighborhood tavern. In Greenville, it's the University Chop House. The smoke-free bar area was designed and decorated with a first-class flair. But when you walk in, you get that favorite neighborhood spot feeling. University Chop House offers half-price appetizers in the bar from 5 to 7 p.m., daily drink specials, a cozy, comfortable lounge area, and booths for privacy. Drop by after work, after a round of golf, or meet your friends for a special occasion. The bartenders and staff will treat you as if you've been coming for years. Come by and see your friends tonight at the University Chop House, located in front of Best Buy on Evans Street. Open for lunch and dinner. For reservations, call 439-CHOP. That's 439-CHOP. Local faces, local dining. The University Chop House.
This is Pirate Game Day Countdown.
About to wrap up the big show. Thanks to our great host here at Jimmy John's. Boy, we've had a lot of fun here today. Really do appreciate it. Keys to the game time. Let's start with Greenville Daily Reflector, beat writer for the Pirates, Nick Summers.
As always, Patrick, I'll give you the key that I always give you, and that's the fast start key, just because I really still do think a team that's kind of struggling with confidence right now really needs a fast start. You need to work with a lead, and I think this team needs to learn how to play with a lead and learn how to add on to a lead as the game goes. You can spend all week giving a lot of credit to how good an 0-6 team is, but in reality, this is a game that if there's a blowout on the schedule for you, that you almost have to make sure this is it in a way, and that'll require kind of a fast start from Patrick Pingney today, and some early involvement from Jamar Bryan. Dwayne Harris has really been a constant on this team, so I don't think he'll be a problem. I think whenever he joins the offense, they need him. But I think Jamar and Alex Taylor and maybe even Joe Womack and Daryl Freeney need to get involved early, and they almost need to pass to set up the run a little bit today. And if you get a day like you had last week out of Dominique Lindsey and you have a balanced offense, you've got a defense already that's played better and better. And I think today is a day that the pass game needs to sort of come out and dictate the way that a West Division team might do. And ECU really needs to get into this frame of mind where they dictate their own style to other teams instead of spending 60 minutes reacting to what the other team is doing to them. So I really do feel like that all comes back to the passing game today.
D.O.B., Denny O'Brien, your key to the game.
The big thing East Carolina needs to do today, Patrick, is they've got to limit the mistakes that they've made throughout this season on offense. They need to control the ball. They can't turn it over. Patrick Pinkney can't make a mistake in the passing game like we've seen in recent weeks, where he just really struggles throwing the ball downfield. So I would not be surprised if you don't see many shots downfield. I look for the Pirates to try to control the ball with the running game, Dominique Lindsey. But at some point, I think the Pirates are going to have to hit a big play, and that's going to probably have to come with something like a little screen to Dwayne Harris. I think getting the ball to Dwayne Harris is a huge key to the game because he's one of the few playmakers that the Pirates have.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Great job. And a couple programming notes for you. Beginning after the game, it'll be the Bud Light postgame call-in show. Henry Hinton will have that for you. That'll be on 94.3 right here and also Cable 7 in Greenville. It's the Bud Light postgame call-in show, 561-TALK. The phone number to call, 561-TALK. And our next broadcast will come Tuesday night, the 27th of October. The Pirates will be at Memphis, and we'll be at A.J. McMurphy's, Turnberry Square, one of the great places here in Greenville, around for a long, long time. They're excited to have us there. We have a lot of great things planned that night. Our sister station, Thunder Country, 96.3 and 103.7 will be there. So we hope you'll come out and see us a week from this upcoming Tuesday, October 27th, the Pirates in Memphis. It'll be our Pirate Game Day Countdown live from A.J. McMurphy's. We'll be there from 6 until 8 o'clock that night. Hope you'll make plans to be a part of our pregame show that night, as they'll be showing the game, the Pirates at Memphis. A lot of people to thank, the great staff here at Jimmy John's. We do really appreciate them. Our technical coordinator, he is Michael Buscemi, production assistants by B.B. Plyler today. Also, our on-site producer, the incomparable Justin Davis, back in the studios. It is Rockin' John Creech. Also, thanks to Smith Hardy, keeping you up to date on the scores all day long today. Also, to the fine analysis from Matt Butler. Also, thanks to my co-host, Denny O'Brien, for all of those folks involved. I'm Patrick Johnson. Hope you've enjoyed our pregame show, and you know what they say.
Ain't no coming like a homecoming.
Enjoy the game, everybody.
Top 25, but Coach Robinson, on your personal ballot, you had them at 22. So what you were talking about, this is a team that you like, Notre Dame. You like what you've seen so far.
I do, you know, because of the competitiveness that they have. They can move the football. They can score late in the game. I think their quarterback is a good player. You know, I can remember, going back to the Notre Dame quarterback or Joe. I was back there in South Bend on that green jersey game when Joe Montana beat us 8,000-0 or something like that. And it was cold and snowy, and they, I don't know where they got those damn green jerseys, but they got them from someone.
Coach Parsigan, where'd you get those darn green jerseys?
I had nothing to do with the green jersey. Matter of fact, I wore blue jerseys for 11 years. One of the interesting things about the green jerseys, I mean, they were dramatic, and I guess, John, that was the first time they broke them out, I think, against your ball club. But since that time when they've broken out the green jerseys, which they did against Southern Cal a couple years ago, we lost 38-0. And the green jersey record is 5-5. And I won't keep you here.
No, you got to get a different jersey.
Ara Parsigan, the former coach of Notre Dame, is with us. We're also talking with John Robinson, the legendary coach from USC. John Robinson is also part of the Legends Poll. It's a college football poll that's rating the top 25 teams weekly during the college football season. Legends Poll appearing in Sporting News, Sporting News Today. And the latest poll will be unveiled tomorrow, Sunday, right here on Sporting News Radio. Coach Parsigan, what are you seeing out of Charlie Weiss's team this year?
Well, I share John's opinion. I mean, first of all, I think that Notre Dame has an outstanding offense. Clausen is an excellent passer, very accurate. I don't know that he's gone against too many real difficult secondaries, but he is outstanding. They've got good receivers. They're much improved with their running game. They're able to move it. Defensively, they're a little vulnerable. They've given up a lot of points. On the other side of the coin, I saw Ohio State and Southern Cal, and I didn't think that the Trojans were up to the type of offense they'd had in the past, but Barkley was just starting, I guess. There's no question about their defense. So it looks to me like, I agree with Jay, this is going to be a close football game, pitted against a very good offense, against a very good defense.
Coach Robinson, what do you think about that Trojans offense going into this game?
Well, I think they're beginning, you know, they got obsessed with the quarterback position early in the season. They it's all anybody talked about out here, and it seemed to me that they focused on the ups and downs there a little too much. I thought last week they were a little better balanced and more oriented towards the running game and defense and trying to win, without making the quarterback win. But And I think if they continue with that, that's going to be a big thing in their season. But I agree that the, you know, one of the emotional parts of the game is going to weigh in a way that's strongest from a defensive standpoint. You can play out of your mind on defense, and that, I think, is one of the keys. If the Irish can have their defense come up with an exceptional performance, then this game is, as Eric says, is going to go down to a very close, with a close finish, and that's the scary part for SC. The Irish seem to know how to finish the game.
Coach Robinson, as Coach Parsegan pointed out a minute ago, that this USC defense just looks terrific. How have they managed to do that, considering how much talent they lost to the NFL?
Well, they kept some of that talent, one of Pete Carroll's great skills is that he plays kids when they come into school. You don't wait. If they recruit you as a freshman, if there's a All-American senior playing in the same position you are, you get a chance. I mean, you get a chance to compete against him, and you don't have to just sit on the bench and wait. So a lot of the young talent we haven't heard that much about has had quite a bit of playing experience. So it's not all of that, quote, young. It has some experience, and it has really great athletic ability.
This is Sports Saturday and Sporting News Radio. Bob Berger, along with Joe McDonald. We're talking with John Robinson and Ara Parsegan as we get you ready for USC and Notre Dame in South Bend at 3:30 Eastern Time. And Coach Parsegan, as a coach preparing for this game, when you're going up against a freshman quarterback in Matt Barkley, who you have